answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's Black Friday, the 24th day of November 2017. I'm going to be live here for the next 4 hours. I am your host, Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar. Wow. Top brands pull YouTube ads over pedophilia fears. It's true. They have a lot of very serious stuff sexualizing children on the Google platform. We're going to be discussing that. We've got Black Friday madness videos and so much more. But first, a powerful report from our own John Bowne.
You might be an evil stain on humanity when the prime minister of your native country starts a television and billboard campaign against you. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban accuses George Soros of claiming that George Soros wanted to settle at least 1 million immigrants per year and pay them thousands of euros.
Ne kerteljünk, a Soros terv végrehajtása érdekében egész Európában el akarják takarítani az útból a nemzeti érdekeket képviselő kormányokat, ideértve bennünket is.
CNBC reported Soros, whose political views are in stark contrast to Budapest's ruling Fidesz party, said Monday he had been targeted by an administration stoking anti-Muslim sentiment and employing anti-Semitic tropes reminiscent of the 1930s. Sorry, George, the Nazi-esque techniques being used against you excuse doesn't add up when you are on record of actually being proud of turning in your fellow Jews during the Holocaust.
When the Nazis occupied Budapest in 1944, George Soros's father was a successful lawyer. He lived on an island in the Danube and liked to commute to work in a rowboat. But knowing there were problems ahead for the Jews, he decided to split his family up. He bought them forged papers, and he bribed a government official to take 14-year-old George Soros in and swear that he was his Christian godson. But survival carried a heavy price tag. While hundreds of thousands of Hungarian Jews were being shipped off to the death camps, George Soros accompanied his phony godfather on his appointed rounds, confiscating property from the Jews.
No problem at all.
No feeling of guilt.
No.
For example, that I'm Jewish, and here I am watching these people go, I could just as easily be there. I should be there. None of that.
Well, actually, funny way, it's just like in markets that if I weren't there, of course I wasn't doing it, but somebody else would be taking it away anyhow. In other words, whether I was there or not, I was only a spectator, the property was being taken away.
Meanwhile, the leaders and deep pockets attempting to overthrow the country with a variety of anti-American leftist foundations sat down together at the La Costa Resort in Carlsbad, California, to discuss a summit that was intended to remain confidential. However, the Washington Free Beacon obtained the internal documents of the summit, reporting the Democracy Alliance is a safe place for donors and activists to meet. Guests are instructed not to share members' names with the press and not to post to any social media sites, to contact Democracy Alliance if the media or a blogger contacts them, and to refrain from leaving sensitive materials out where others may find them. This latter directive was obviously ignored. The agenda for the meeting, titled Beyond Hashtag Resistance, Reclaiming Our Progressive Future, lays out 3 full days of events. Agendas included the fight against Trump's tax proposal, the war against climate change deniers, and a plan of attack on waging war against the progressives' version of so-called fake news, and I don't mean CNN. Notable speakers included one of the Democratic Party's propaganda outlets, Brave New Films, a talk with United States public enemy number one George Soros, which will be followed by dinner with Nancy Pelosi, spewing out a myriad of fabrications about what Americans really want. So rest assured, when the elitists aren't on the beach playing golf or buying Gucci handbags, they will be hard at work figuring out how to take down the exponential populism of the American people with their army of leftist foundations. John Bowne reporting for InfoWars.com.
We've got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
Wait waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
This will be a day long remembered. We've seen the end of the Clintons. We'll soon see the end of the globalists.
Donald J. Trump is now president of the United States.
It's not true. That's impossible.
Search your feelings. You know it to be true.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're live. We're broadcasting worldwide. I'm in studio on this Friday, Black Friday transmission. So much news to cover. Top brands pull YouTube ads over pedophilia fears. That's Fox News, Associated Press, you name it. Wow, I thought mainstream media said that there wasn't a big awakening to pedophilia and people pushing sexualization of children. The truth is, it's massive. We're going to have news breaking next week exclusively showing Disney heavily involved in it. Get ready. That's all coming up. We are going to have a huge breakdown of Black Friday mayhem and riots and malls being closed across the country. That news is all on InfoWars.com. We have the continued slide of the NFL. They've gone from arrogantly trying to be anti-American to now begging people to tune back in. And guess what? Magic's gone. Spell is lifted. Bye-bye. Speaking of spells, call for Sleeping Beauty to be banned in the UK because princess kisses are illegal because the princess didn't know because she was deep in a trance. So there you go. This is the political correctness. Let the Muslims blow up churches and mosques all over the world every day. Cut women's genitals off. The leftists say that's just part of their religion. But ban Sleeping Beauty. That's up on NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com. With the bombings by Boko Haram there in Nigeria, in northern Nigeria, and in the Sinai there in Egypt, 235 dead in just one of those attacks. But coming up, grown men fight over toy car here on Black Friday, America's new trick to beat Black Friday crowds, wear employee uniforms. It is bedlam. Meanwhile, Soros views nation state as a problem, wants one world government, says Senator. It's all coming up today. But first, I want to air just part of a powerful Millie Weaver report that Millie Weaver and Gavin Wentz shot last night and today. It's up on InfoWars.com. Black Friday has stolen Thanksgiving. Here's part of this important report.
Millie Weaver reporting for InfoWars.com, and a happy Thanksgiving to you all. I am here at a Walmart in Austin, Texas. Well, here's what's interesting here. Black Friday is on Friday, not on Thursday. However, many businesses such as Walmart, Target, even the local malls around here have all opened on Thanksgiving so that people can get their early Black Friday deals so that come Black Friday, there's not as big of a frenzy as we've seen in the past. We've seen people jumping on each other, tasing each other, attacking each other, macing, punching. I mean, it's all out madness when people think that they're going to get a deal. Now, the irony here is that in actuality, the sales and the deals that you get on these Black Friday sales aren't even as good as sales that you could find throughout the year for items that you actually want. Most of the time, I mean, I've seen people fighting over a vegetable steamer. I mean, fighting over the most ridiculous things in a store because it's on sale. It must be a good deal. Now, what's interesting here is people are supposed to be spending time with their families. Thanksgiving is about being thankful for your family, thankful for the things that you have in your life, thankful for your neighbors, your friends, your family, for the food on your table. You know, it's about people getting together in unity and spending time together, being thankful for spending time together. Nowadays, we have all of these big corporations completely taking over and hijacking Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is going to no longer be about having a turkey dinner, spending time with your family, staying indoors and your neighbors coming over and everyone sitting around the fireplace talking, being thankful that family's in town. No, now Thanksgiving is going to be about being thankful for that vegetable steamer that you stole out of someone's hand and that you have now achieved, you have now taken and gotten this amazing deal on Black Friday. So I just want to show you, I mean, this is ludicrousy here. You know, I went around Walmart, Target, the malls around here, and it's kind of all the same thing right now. You see a good amount of cars in the parking lot. You don't really see any lines anymore. On Black Friday, you used to see tons of people lining up outside of stores, camping. And nowadays, today, I'm just seeing people are already in shopping on Thursday, on Thanksgiving, the day they're supposed to be spending time with their family. They're in there buying gifts for Christmas or buying gifts or items that they might not even need. You know, some people will buy like three big LED high definition TVs that you don't even need, but wow, it's such a great deal. I'm going to grab it so that somebody else can't have it. You see, these big corporations advertise to you all during the day on Thanksgiving, usually when people are watching football or sitting down to watch TV while they're waiting for their Thanksgiving dinner. They advertise, you got to get this deal, go to Macy's, go to Walmart, go to Target, go to the mall, you have to have this, you have to have that, right? We have the best sales, and if you don't go out there and get them now, well, you're losing and everyone else is winning. Those who are willing to go out and fight for their items, they're going to get the best deals, deals that you can only get once a year. Well, that's been researched and it has been proven to be incorrect. The deals on Black Friday aren't even that great, aren't even that special of deals. You can find those deals throughout the year. In fact, you could probably find better deals online. And many people have started actually shopping online for Black Friday or for what people call Cyber Monday, which is the Monday following Thanksgiving weekend, which, by the way, if you are one of the people who aren't going to be ruining your Thanksgiving by going out here and shopping and trying to get these Black Friday deals, then you might want to spend some time on InfoWarsStore.com and stock up on some of our awesome products that we have on sale for special on Black Friday. Because why go out here and fight the frenzy, fight the chaos, you know, step out of the house and away from your family when that's not what Thanksgiving is all about? Thanksgiving is supposed to be about family and neighbors.
Absolutely.
And enjoying a meal together.
The full
together.
Report by Millie Weaver is up on InfoWars.com, and there she was out on Thanksgiving evening documenting that report live that we just re-aired parts of here. By the way, we've got a report of stampedes in London and shots fired, so we'll see if that's an Islamic attack. We've seen Nigeria bombing, 50 killed, an early morning attack on mosque. Religion of peace strikes again, but nowhere in these articles does it say Islam. And Sinai mosque attack kills 235 in Egypt, but nothing to do with Islam. If you say that, well, in Germany, you'll be arrested because Islam is totally peaceful.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
A story broke on Tuesday that we covered at Infowars.com, but I wanted to go back to it today. If you look at the image of the North Korean military officer trying to flee in a Jeep, in a truck, to the demilitarized zone on the border with the South, and having scores of soldiers boil out like ants out of an anthill, out of a pillbox, out of a bunker, and fire more than 40 shots, five of them hitting him, as you see South Korean soldiers on the FLIR footage dragging him away to safety. You can go ahead and roll the footage if you'd like for TV viewers. And when you witness the video shot by the United Nations that's in control of the DMZ, it really gives you a bird's-eye view into just how hellish countries like North Korea, Venezuela, Cuba really are. And the fact that this guy was an officer and had dozens of different types of parasites in him, including parasites that aren't usually in humans. Now, it's well known that the North Korean military eats the poop of the inner party leaders. So that's another reason they've got so many parasites, is they literally live off the feces of the higher-ups. I'm not kidding, they cook it. But obviously he wasn't cooking his. I don't mean to be gross here. There's almost no bugs or birds in the North. It is a literal hellhole. And even Vanity Fair 20 years ago had a big story about one of the reporters there who noticed that even in the middle class areas, they're tiny, they were selling dead children smoked meat as the only meat. So there's the FLIR footage, if you're a TV viewer, of them dragging the North Korean military officer, risking his life, shot five times. You see the trail of blood there that shows up as white on the black background as he's drug away. Now, compare that to people in the United States, the Antifa folks, the liberals, the socialists, the BLM folks, that have their smartphones, their designer shoes, their designer clothing. You've done reports on it, looking at the average garb of one of these people. They'll be wearing $400, $500 worth of clothing. They'll have a $600 smartphone in their hand. Many times I see them get out of nice Jaguars, Mercedes, you name it, to go out and do their demonstrations and hit people on the head with bike locks. And they're calling for the takedown of America and free market. And they hate this country. And all they do is celebrate any problems we've had and basically exaggerate those problems and then make it look like the West is the most evil thing in world history. It shows what communism and socialism and authoritarian systems create. Poverty, shortages, bondage. Now, you could argue, well, North Korea's had horrible sanctions on it for decades. Well, the Soviet Union had long lines for food and a lot of malnutrition and problems as well, despite the fact their population had high IQs. South Korea is incredibly prosperous. They have some of the highest IQs in the world. So do North Koreans, but they're under an authoritarian regime, and that is the fount. That is the headwaters. That is the place from which all of this floods. That's where it comes from. And then you compare that with the West, where the poorest people in this country live like kings compared to North Koreans or people in Venezuela. Venezuela now has malaria outbreaks across the country because they can't even buy or produce the anti-malarial drugs. They long since ate their pets and their farm animals. Now cannibalism is popping up. Black plague is back. Leprosy is back. Drug-resistant TB is there. They are cursed, despite the fact that Venezuela, per capita, check it out for yourself in the World Almanac, has five times the resources per square mile that the United States does. Rich volcanic soil, rainforest, fields, valleys, ocean, diamonds, rubies, emeralds, gold, silver, rare earth minerals, incredible fauna, flora. But it's a hellhole. It's a hellhole. And it's the same thing again. And then you see spoiled, rotten brats, the other end of the extreme of the North Korea. You see all these people lined up on the day before Black Friday, when the Black Friday sales historically at stores are some of the worst of the year. There's major reports on that. They jack up prices, then they lower them on that day when a month before you could have bought them for a better deal. By the way, our Black Friday specials are always the best we offer right through the year. We have some other big specials as well. Obviously, in December, this is the season for that, but we have 50% off dozens of our best-selling items, free shipping store-wide, X2, 67% off colloidal silver, silver bullet, right to stop on that, Brainforce, 50% off right now. Limited edition T-shirts, only 4 days left to get the anti-fascist, anti-communist shirt. We're going to start doing these shirt of the months that are only available for 1 month. It is a bestseller, 25% off the water filtration systems, and so much more at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. But I'm done plugging there. The point is, you juxtapose thousands of iPhone cases and hundreds of smartphones and hundreds of different types of televisions and tens of thousands of different types of medicine and all these giant movie production houses and news and radio and textile plants and thousands of choices of religion and just all the things we have. And there's the other extreme of having so much we don't appreciate it. And spoiled, rotten, brainwashed teenagers and young people are taught by the big government-run, big corporate-financed, taxpayer-financed schools that America and freedom and free market is horrible and has bad inequity and is an evil system and that socialism, communism, and authoritarianism is this wonderful bed of roses. If we could just realize it here, it'd be so wonderful. The truth is the big mega-rich globally financed communism, created communism and socialism, and they put it into countries they want to damage and implode, have a period of revolution, and within 5 to 10 years they come in, depose who they'd first put into power to wreck society, to end free market, to end the old structures for social engineering. Then they come in with phase two. Then they start reforming it over the next decade, like communist China, and make it a bifurcated, true class society with the ultra-rich inner party of the communists, all worth billions of dollars apiece, with a giant suboid slave class under them controlled. That is the true globalist model, according to Zbigniew Brzezinski, according to Carol Quigley, according to Al Gore, according to Obama when he would go to South America and teach them that. You got big mega banks, and they interface with you that'll be communist. And it's going to be great. They're all sitting there, nodding their heads. We'll be back with massive key reports. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Okay. I'm going to get into Black Friday. I'm going to get into your phone calls, the latest on George Soros, the latest on the economy, the Islamic attacks intensifying around the world. We've got shots fired at a central tube station in London. About 30 minutes ago, all we know is there's a bunch of people stampeding, and there's been a bunch of injured reportedly because of that. So pray for folks there. But big Islamic coordinated terror attacks across the world. We're going to be covering that coming up more as we learn more throughout the 4 hours of broadcast today. But before I go any further, let me get into a piece that I'm about to play here that is so riddled with disinformation, I'm tempted to make a whole hour-long special on it just to illustrate how deceptive it is. It's a Vox article and an AV Club story, AV Club video, attacking Sean Hannity, saying he's a conspiracy theorist for talking about Seth Rich, even though Donna Brazile says he's right and it was probably a political murder. That's the former head of the DNC. And that there's no shadow government and nobody trying to remove Trump from office, even though we have Schumer on TV saying, we'll take you down. We have 7 ways to Sunday in the intelligence agencies. And all these articles in Atlantic Monthly and New Yorker saying the deep state's permanent. We're going to remove you. And before Obama left in January of this year, he said, don't worry. We've had stay behind groups in government that are dug in that are going to block the Trump agenda. I mean, that was in the New York Times. But they sit there preying on their yuppie audience, knowing that they're lying to them. Knowing and hoping that they haven't gone and researched this. And it's not that Sean Hannity's even copying me. He's quoting what the globalists have said. So they're in their news articles calling for the overthrow of Trump and deep state. But then when we say that's wrong, they go, oh, you're crazy. It doesn't exist. Just like the Antifa uprisings they said they'd have November 4th. Doesn't mean that we're wrong when they weren't big uprisings. They had full page ads. They said it was going to happen. They're failures, but we're right in reporting what they did. There's also all these calls for violence against Trump and against conservatives and people being attacked and shot and everything else. I mean, we know this is going on. But they have this individual, again, engaged in total fantasy, the perfect beta male, and he's pretends that Hannity's throwing a football at him being mean. And, of course, you know it's fantasy, but he's mixing it with like he's being a serious journalist. It's just incredibly deceptive. Then he says masculinity is a cage. So he's got that doubling down on this whole agenda where we see fathers and men being demonized everywhere. And coming up, we've got all the pedophilia being promoted by YouTube and Google. They've got big sponsors pulling away, big arrest of child traffickers happening, Catholic Church caught in more trouble. And the media, meanwhile, is running headlines saying Trump's crazy, Jones is crazy, there's no pedophiles, and none of them are being arrested, even though they're being arrested by the thousands a month. And you see mainstream media being apologists for it, saying it isn't a problem, it isn't happening, it's made up. And Alex Jones needs to be sued to stop him from saying it. And the New York Times comes out and says, Joe Biden didn't groping kids on video. Shut Alex Jones down. Well, we got hours of it. There it is. Trump's mythical crackdown on sex trafficking. Boy, you read the headlines every day? It's like 100 arrests the last 2 days. I got a stack of them right here. Colorado child sex trafficker sentenced to 472 years in prison. Top brands pull YouTube ads over pedophilia fears. Sky News. Google Access distasteful survey that asks users to choose an image of the child they liked best for pedophilia behavior. Huh. Daily Mail. You can't make this up. There's an epidemic of it in the Catholic Church, an epidemic at universities, an epidemic in secondary schools and primary schools. There's an epidemic in government. There's an epidemic in juvenile detention centers. There's an epidemic in Hollywood. There's an epidemic, and people have the courage to go public now. So the media's spinning it like, oh, and men kissing women, a man at a Christmas party trying to kiss a girl he likes. She says, no, that's rape. No, that's what mammals do. He keeps doing it, then it is harassment. Go to your boss. He grabs you, call the police. But instead, calls for Sleeping Beauty to be banned because prince kisses princess with consent, without consent, because she's in a trance. That's her true love. That's the whole point. Now it's rape. See, a prince kissing a princess is now the same thing as pedophilia. There it is. Mother calls for Sleeping Beauty to be banned from primary school as it promotes inappropriate behavior. Yeah, the inappropriate behavior is a man and a woman together. That's what's being targeted here. So I'm going to have to start and stop this video with, again, talk about discrimination. Everybody that works at Daily Beast, Vox, they even test their blood to see if their test is too high. Then they approvingly say, you've got the test of a woman. They then celebrate it. And they go, masculinity's a cage. Ban it. Get rid of it. This is a cult, folks. You know a cult because it's organized, it's focused, it is top down, it is vertically integrated, and it follows set systems and is obsessed with what language you use and how you look, and they always want to restrict language and then make everybody be freaked out about the language. So again, here they are demonizing Sean Hannity. And listen, they got shows on Discovery Channel and History Channel that attack me and Comedy Central and NBC and ABC and CBS. I don't even ever cover those. This is so interesting because it's such bull. It's such clear lies. Everything he says that Hannity's saying is a conspiracy theory is a documented fact. Like Hillary, when she headed up the State Department, did get authorization for Uranium One. The criminal investigation by Mueller got closed. Mueller closed the investigation. But he just says it isn't true. That's how amazing these people are. So let's go ahead and go to this report. Here it is.
A very important message tonight. Please stop smashing your Keurig coffee machines.
What the f*** is happening here? Why is Sean Hannity the most recognizable face on Fox News, begging his viewers to stop smashing their Keurigs?
Oh. Hope you're happy, Keurig.
It's a weird story, and it's what happens when the loudest pro-Trump voice on Fox News decides to go full conspiracy theorist.
This is news, information, and truth. I promise you can't get anywhere else in the media.
If you are lucky enough to not know who...
So, what they're saying, what they're doing here is very simple. When you get hot, when you get on target, when you know what you're talking about, when you start really discussing the real issues that are happening in policy papers instead of just pop news, then the word is conspiracy theorist. Created by the CIA in 1965, that's declassified. That term is meant to discredit anybody that's covering real news or asking questions they don't want to be looked at. So again, he says, if you're lucky enough to not know who he is, here's who he is. Just all kinds of dissension for people that don't have friends, don't have family, they're alone, as Facebook documents show, who were there just desperately wanting to feel like they're part of a club, part of the cool winning group. Well, they reach out and watch this guy to feel like they're part of a club. Here he is.
Hannity is. Think of him as Trump's permanent spokesman on Fox News.
President Trump, he's moving very fast to fix the country and keep his promises to you,
again. He goes on to say this is a lie, a conspiracy theory. Biggest stock market ever, 1.6 million new jobs, hundreds of billions of new investment, over 1,000 major companies have come back, jobless numbers the lowest they've been since 1984. Do I have to list all the accomplishments again? But here they are cheerleading against the economy, trying to imply that nothing's happened, that we didn't hit 3.1% growth rate, something they said was impossible. When we come back, we're going to go through this piece as judiciously as I can. But it's just all lies from a condescending guy who stereotypically looks anorexic with a bunch of earrings in, and then he tells you he doesn't like masculinity. He declares that that's the enemy. Watch, it's coming up.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
So, we're about to get to this piece of pure lies and total deception that anybody can research for yourself and just see that it is a giant piece of disinformation and lies. How Trump turned Sean Hannity into a conspiracy theorist. Why he was the only person in mainstream news that had the courage to cover Seth Rich, that murder being political. Now Donna Brazile's come out and agrees with him. He was the first guy in mainstream news to cover the left openly plotting in their publications to overthrow the president, something they admit. But this cuck gets up there and says, there's nothing to Uranium One, it's all lies, everything. And then he attacks the fact that Sean Hannity is a toxic male and that it's a cage to be masculine, and pretends that Sean Hannity is physically attacking him, acting like he's throwing a football at him. And look, I know it's obviously fantasy, but he's mixing it together with reality so he can make these aggressive false accusations. So if you want to learn how to be a disinfo cuck who wants to be an alpha a beta who sees strong men as telling the truth as a threat to him and who wants to pull that down, who wants to create a society of cucks to rule over men and rule over truth. Here it is. And I ask you again, how do we let packs of these beta bullies do this to us? Will we let them conquer us is the question. Here's Sean Hannity.
Trump's permanent spokesman on Fox News.
President Trump, he's moving very fast to fix the country and keep his promises to you, the American people.
It's kind of a running joke at this point. Trump could nuke the rainforest and Hannity would be like,
President Trump, once again, doubling down on draining the swamp.
That diehard loyalty has made Hannity one of Trump's favorite media personalities.
Pause again. Again, they say that kind of loyalty, he nuked the rainforest. And you can say it's a joke, but they hide behind this thing. Just like the late night comics, it's all BS. Trump has been delivering. Continue.
Been so great, and I'm very proud of you.
But it's also turned Hannity into cable news' biggest conspiracy theorist. Because as Trump's White House has been hit with bigger and bigger scandals, Hannity's had to turn to wackier and wackier stories to distract his viewers.
Hit pause again.
Come on.
He's had to turn to wackier and wackier stories like Seth Rich and Uranium One, which he all covered first on national TV. We, of course, covered it before that, which has all been vindicated. But this is what they do when you're vindicated. They come out and create alternate realities and then claim that we're in an alternate reality. Hey, dude, we've all been vindicated. Let's continue.
Man, I'm doing my job. Hannity's favorite conspiracy theory is his deep state shtick.
The deep state. Deep state leaks. Deep state that has been leaking on you.
Trump said it was Comey leaked on him, said it was the deep state. It's all come out to be true. It's all turned out Obama did it. Turned out Obama was spying on him. All vindicated. Vindicated, vindicated, vindicated. But you can't stand that. So the whole thing is about going after his sponsors so they can show this video to addled sponsors and go, oh, look, the young trendy with no viewers just attacked Hannity, we better dump our advertising. That's all this is. In fact, they even admit that later. They say, we've tried to shut down Alex Jones, but it hasn't worked because he sells his own products. But don't worry, they're trying to shut those down too. So let's continue. Here it is.
Government agents are secretly conspiring.
Okay, hit pause. Back that up. 10 seconds. Even Politico, your own god, because the crew's putting articles over this for radio listeners, says the deep state's real. See, you've lost the fight. Global government's real. Deep state's real. Fluoride causing brain tumors and bone tumors is real. Lower IQs is real. You don't get it. CNN and everybody knows they've lost the fight. So Politico and CNN have to admit I'm right now about fluoride, about world government. You're a rearguard action with the trendies who are all addicted to soy lattes and wonder why they're so depressed, soy boys. And this is a soy boy rear guard action. You know how like Hitler had the Hitler Youth rear guard action? They sent out their little kids to fight the Russians and the U.S. and the Allies. This is their rear guard action. Literally. How weird is this in bizarro world? Their rear guard action is soy boy. Let's continue.
The deep state leaks, deep state that has been leaking on you.
The belief that government agents are secretly conspiring to sabotage Trump and remove him from office.
An unelected part of your government looking to overturn the results of a duly elected president.
Pause again. They tried to block the primary. They tried to block him being seated with the electors. They tried to block him on inauguration day. They physically tried to block me for 3 hours getting in to see the inauguration, then said nobody was there. They've had congressional hearings. There's the Hill. Admitting that they unmasked Trump and were listening and watching him. There it is. Manafort wiretap shows deep state is real and dangerous. The Hill. How vindicated am I? You see, meanwhile, Congress says, shut me down. Shut off InfoWars. Let's continue. Let's go back to the best the deep state can dish up, beta boy. Here he is.
Long been a talking point for conspiracy theorists like Alex Jones.
We're in a war with the deep state.
But Hannity has brought it mainstream.
They're planning a hot coup. The soft coup's the buildup.
A soft coup is underway.
They're a clear and present danger running around inside our country.
And what is becoming now a clear and present danger.
Now Sean Hannity has said what I've been warning you of, word for word.
Hannity's also been a major promoter.
See, this was their major miscalculation. They thought branding Trump with me would hurt Trump. Trump knew that I was only teaching what his dad taught and what he knew before I was born, and it was now time for America to come back. And they knew that branding Trump with InfoWars was what they were looking for. It was all done very strategically. Fools, we sat around and discussed it before we did it, Dumbo. Looking into the future, as great men do, we saw what cucks would do later. And you still think branding Trump with me is hurting him? It's not. It's the magic secret sauce. They actually think having Colbert and all these idiots get up on TV and lie about me hurts me. They're universally hated by thinking people. All it does is validate what we've done and what we stand for. Yeah, even the New Yorker magazine says it's useless. It's not hurting. It doesn't work anymore. Why do they're getting rid of Charlie Rose and everybody? They knew about his sexual harassment. They're doing it because it didn't work. That's why the media fought so hard to get rid of Trump the last year, because they had to prove that they were valid. They had to prove they had teeth. They had to prove they were an attack dog that could get the job done. Well, guess what? We didn't just stomp that dog down. We killed that dog. So, you got that, and I know you got your stay-behind networks, and you got stuff in the works that's going to shut us down, just going to make us bigger, because the sleeping giant is awake, because the big dog just got off the porch. Move over, a skinny dog, because the fat dog's moving in. It's called prosperity. Let's continue back with the video.
The Uranium One story.
The corrupt Uranium One deal.
It's a conspiracy theory that claims Hillary Clinton helped sell uranium to the Russians.
That's all they've got. She did help do it. Mueller brought it on the tarmac. It was totally illegal. She was at the State Department and got waivers for it. But he has that one word, and then he dresses like a clown who's anorexic. So if you're anorexic clown that goes like this all the time, then you've got to be listened to. Here, let's go back to him.
In exchange for donations to the Clinton Foundation. It's a bad theory that's been debunked repeatedly, including by Fox News.
The accusation is predicated on the charge that
Shep Smith, the in-house globalist Lemmywinks of Fox News, Lemmywinks, the brave gerbil that was willing to burrow into Fox News. The bravest adventure of our times, Shepherd Lemmywink Smith. All right, I'm going to come back and play the rest, and I'm going to give the number. I'll get to all the news and Black Friday videos and the George Soros and just all the rest of it. But briefly, at the end of the video, they go, the answer is shutting down Sean Hannity's sponsors. We've got to get Sean Hannity off the air. And he goes, you know, that's why we've taken all of Alex Jones' sponsors. That's why he's got to sell debunked male vitality pills. Oh, yeah, that's why on third-party sites they've got 6,000, 7,000, 10,000 reviews saying unbelievable. I mean, at my 40-year checkup, the doctor said, got any problems in the bedroom? I said, no. He said, hey, how about some Viagra? How about some Cialis? We just give it to everybody at 40. Just try it. You know, the doctors push that stuff. I said, sure, I'll try it. Well, the Viagra made me see blue and didn't really change anything, and the Cialis made me more excited more times a day. Okay, I'm just telling you. Me personally, Super Male Vitality or things like Anthroplex. Lordy, lordy. Lordy, lordy. Yeah, 91% reviews on third-party sites. Yeah, 50% off right now on a bunch of our best-selling products and free shipping, Black Friday specials, 25% off on water filtration, you name it, so much more. But X2 and Super Male are about stamina and energy. Libido is a side effect. We'll be right back, hour number two.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
So, I got so much news. Why am I spending several segments on this? It's because it's so formulaic. You've got somebody trying to look trendy who looks like an emaciated culture war victim, a soy addict. We've tracked these people. They all on their own pages say, I drink soy. I drink concentrate soy. I love soy. I'm addicted to soy. They're addicted to literal female hormones. And he even announces he's against masculinity at the end of it. And he's lying about Sean Hannity pillar to post. He doesn't want me to exist. He doesn't want you to exist. He wants cultural dominance, and he can't believe he doesn't have it. So he's got to lie about Hannity and say Hannity's lying. The economy's not doing well. There's no Uranium One scandal. There's nothing going on and on and on. And then he just tattles on Hannity's sponsors. It's part of the Arrested Development, and then just hopes they can get rid of him. Hey, Fox already tried to have a purge. They lost half their revenue. They lost half their viewers. Now they're going back to Patriot, even more hardcore, and their ratings are coming back up. So, little newsflash, you lost the election, you failed, you've thrown everything you can at myself and everybody else, and the audience sees through it and is rallying behind us, and you are failing, Lord Cuck, King of the Cucks, you are failing. Let's continue with Cuck, Lord.
The accusation is predicated on the charge that Secretary Clinton approved the sale. She did not.
But that hasn't stopped Hannity from peddling. According to one study, Hannity spent 3.5 hours on the story over the course of 3 weeks. If you're ever standing
in front of a graphic, I mean, it's all over the illegal servers and the illegal emails we've got, not to mention the 35,000 missing, that they would be have emails. I gave you $1 million. Okay, you get the meeting next week. Well, I want another meeting. We'll give another million. I mean, it's blatantly illegal. She thought she'd get into office to cover her butt with executive immunity. It didn't happen. You just close your foundation. You're collapsing. And you leave this rear guard action here. You leave the lights on to make folks think you haven't run off down the back road. And you leave this cuck again as your scorched earth. Let's continue.
It's probably time to reevaluate your life choices. There's a ton of other Hannity conspiracy theories. The Clinton email stuff.
These are very serious crimes.
Saying James Comey should be arrested.
Comey's possible criminal conduct.
Accusing Robert Mueller of trying to protect Hillary Clinton.
He shut it down.
No way the American people can trust
this is
Robert
all true.
Mueller to investigate anything Russian related.
Grow up, man. Hannity is now the leading conspiracy theorist on cable news, and there's data to prove it.
My name is Alvin Chang. I'm a senior reporter at
Fox. Pause. It's always about how they're into science. Oh, look, keywords like Seth Rich and Deep State. Hannity said it the most of anybody on TV. So that scientifically proves it's a conspiracy theory because he's the one trailblazing on mainstream news covering topics that are now being proven to be correct. It's like saying I covered Jones covers webcams watching you the most in 20 years. But was I right about webcams watching you? But because he covered them the most, it shows he's the most wrong. Jones covered the fact that Trump was going to be president the most. Our computer analysis shows that he said that the most. And he is the president. But again, they play these little scientific games to kind of like wow the little latte addicts, the little soy addicts sitting in their mommy's basements that Hillary talked about in WikiLeaks, how much she hated men living in their mommy's basements. Here, let's go. Let's go back to this.
I was interested in how Sean Hannity used conspiracy theories.
Pause again. Why is every one of the guys on any liberal media like, hello, I'm here. Oh my gosh, I'm a scientist. Are you impressed with me? I did a computer program. I mean, can we have any men? Can we have any men on any of these shows that are able to talk? Any of them? I mean, where do they all go? Do you have to like join a cult? Could I get a job with you and probably work for free like you do? And I went like, hello, everybody. I'm Alex Jones. I did a scientific report here. And I heard the mainstream media said conspiracy theorists trillions of times. Does that make it true? We'll be right back. Stay with me.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
So they've got shows on Comedy Central, three of them at least, that attack me every week or every weeknight. Like The Opposition, I've only watched it one time. And I'm told every day they're attacking us. I don't even cover it. It doesn't even matter. But AV Club, along with Vox, has come up with some super deceptive sludge. So my point is, I don't cover the big national news shows that attack us. Even when Colbert does a lot now, I don't cover it because we have a bigger audience than they do. Our audience is sick of hearing about them. But looking at the next wave of bottom feeders, like this guy, I'm finishing up with this and getting into other news, is just incredible, where they say Sean Hannity's a liar, the economy's not doing well, Sean Hannity's a liar, there's no uranium one scandal, Sean Hannity's a liar, the Clinton Foundation didn't do anything, Hillary's email server wasn't illegal, it was admitted to be illegal. The deep state doesn't exist, Chuckie Schumer never said the deep state's going to get you. And then they cut to another guy. I mean, why do all the men on the report, like, they all do this little fake look where they try to act confident. They're like, and they, again, all talk like this. Oh, my gosh. Look at this, Sean Hannity, this toxic male. It's a cage, Sean. Come out of it. Sean Hannity's copying Alex Jones. Oh, my gosh. He needs to be kicked off the radio. What is Fox going to do? Everyone, let's tattle. Let's tattle. He's talking about Seth Rich saying it might have been a political murder. Of course, he's been totally validated, as InfoWars has been, now that Donna Brazile has come out. But this is in response to all that. They just go on in their alternate reality, claiming we're in an alternate reality. Listen here. I'm the one that predicted Trump was going to win. I exposed the fake polls, and I exposed basically everything else in the McMaster News 2 months ago about him bad-mouthing Trump at that dinner party and the JFK files and everything else. I put it all out, so you've got a big problem. And again, they think when I attack them, I'm attacking them because they're big and powerful and effective. AV Club had some other thing they wrote about last week with some horrible actor kid with the worst writing I've ever heard, and we made fun of it. And so they ran headlines, Jones is really upset by this. Jones is really on his knees because this 10-year-old kid is doing a spoof of him. Let me explain something. I love people spoofing us. I love memes. I love being made fun of. I love it. That's how we get the young audience. It's how we grow. It's been your biggest miscalculation. But you are so arrogant that you still haven't figured out that when I tell you I love being attacked, you think you're Machiavelli, and that's me trying to trick you to stop attacking. It's just, you people really are stupid. Just because your robber baron grandparents took over the world and then now kind of put you in charge, it's like watching morons rearrange deck chairs on the Titanic. Don't you understand that you're losers? You're pathetic. The Facebook documents say we want beta males alone, by themselves, desperate and scared that we control with fake bots and fake communities. And we want the women the same. And we want women to look like men and men to look like women, to confuse the sexes, to absolutely break up the order of the sexes of mammal operations so we can come in and end the family as you know it and override it with a corporate takeover. And that's the plan, and it's declassified. And then you have the very victims of it up here calling for Sean Hannity to be taken off the air because he's a liar, and the whole thing is an exercise in just a pathetic, gibbering person reading off a teleprompter, pretending like he's in a fight with Sean Hannity, and Sean Hannity's trying to assault him, for the childlike minds watching it to have a simulated victory because they want a simulated victory because they don't live in the real world, and Hillary was in the WikiLeaks saying that about the emasculated men living in their mother's basements drinking soy milk. She said that about you word for word because she's part of the program that did it to you. Let's continue.
Prove it. My name is Alvin Chang. I'm a senior reporter at Vox. I was interested in how Sean Hannity used conspiracy theories on his Fox News show. I went to Reddit's conspiracy forum, and I wrote a computer program to get the top 1,000 posts. I categorized what the conspiracies were about.
Hey, pause. And I came up. This is the OCD power trip, too. I went to Reddit.
that puts it all in its own digital ghetto and calls it conspiracy if you question official lies. And then I calculated it all in a computer to have numbers, which made me feel powerful over it. So I could then show you numbers I had to show how bad Hannity is, that he kept saying that Seth Rich was probably politically murdered, which is now basically being confirmed, or that Uranium One that's admitted has been confirmed, or that deep states that's all been confirmed, or illegal spying on Trump, or illegal leaking that's all been confirmed. What do we do when InfoWars is so on target and has all these sources, and now Sean Hannity's mainlining it? Well, we just have a nerd get up here and act all powerful in an appeal to authority, so all the other nerds who are into seeing like old vintage equipment behind me, that's my call to authority, they all think I'm God now. Here, let's go back to it.
And I came up with about 100 different conspiracies that I could search.
CNN fake. That's a meme we launched. Clinton Foundation. That just doesn't even exist. That's a conspiracy. WikiLeaks. That isn't even real. Assange isn't real. Donna Brazil isn't real. Uranium One isn't real. Look, they're telling you Clinton and the uranium scandal isn't real. Deep state isn't real. This is on screen. Clinton collusion isn't real. CNN and fake news isn't real. Clinton corruption isn't real. How about Clinton bad health? That isn't real too, right? All coming out. Clinton Foundation, WikiLeaks, Assange. I mean, sky's blue. Isn't real. Isn't blue. We're nerds. We drink soy. We don't like you. We are God. Do what we say. Let's continue.
Transcripts. When we looked at the data, it turns out Hannity far and away mentioned
the most accurate
theories more than every other news program.
Oh my gosh.
By a wide margin.
Don't think this is a coincidence.
Hannity's not just your typical right-wing pundit anymore. He's moving into Alex Jones territory. And unsurprisingly, Jones has noticed too.
I love it. The Sean Hannity show is now the Alex Jones show.
But unlike Alex Jones, who uses conspiracy theories to sell survival gear and bogus male supplements.
Sit, pause again. No, we sell survival gear and high-quality verified supplements because we're funding this mission to defeat you. See, revolutionaries raise money to overthrow the tyranny, not to have the money. If I wanted the money, I'd have joined the establishment, dumbass. Let's continue.
Ultimate male vitality supplement.
By the way, that was a satire piece we did. But notice, they hide behind satire. Yeah, back it up 10 seconds. They hide behind satire to put out their lies. Then they show our admitted satire where I fly through the ceiling to then say we're fake. So see, they use satire to act like they're real. We use satire to illustrate things to be funny. And they jump back and forth with total intellectually bankrupt fraud against their victim viewers. Let's continue.
Supplements.
We have developed the ultimate male vitality supplement.
Hannity uses conspiracy theories to protect Trump, to distract away from stories that damage the White House.
I charted it out when he brings these up over time, and it seemed like conspiracy theories were mentioned most when Trump was going through some kind of scandal.
None of that is related to President Trump. None of it, zero, is related to his campaign.
Don't say pause. That's right. The Manafort deal, none of it is connected. It's from 10 years ago. The Podestas are involved in some of the same stuff. Probably isn't even illegal. It's some filing. He paid the taxes. Again, then they never give you substance of what they're talking about. They just say it's a lie. Let's continue.
Hannity mentioned conspiracy theories in those times. They're spiked, and they're related to the news of the day. They're related to the scandals that the Trump administration is going through.
Fox's best defense of this stuff is that Hannity isn't a real journalist. He's an opinion host, so what he says doesn't really matter. But that distinction between news and opinion is rarely clear on Fox. Look at the way Hannity introduces these segments about uranium.
We're going to come back and finish up. Notice how they're doing satire, but acting like they're real. When Hannity is real, they're saying he isn't real. Then they use him saying, well, I wear the hat of a pundit, but also a journalist. And they go, oh, look, he isn't a journalist, playing games. This is the anatomy of deception. I'm spending so much time on this, not because it's important by itself, but together, it's a great educational tool to understand the anatomy of con artists.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Yeah, and we know that Vox, whatever that is, just constantly puts out the weirdest fiction about me. By the way, they're now reporting, thank God, no shots fired in London. I guess the wicked flee when none pursue. It's just mass hysteria. Now continuing, ladies and gentlemen, just finishing up with this, and I'm going to give the number out and take your calls. We do have some guests coming up with breaking news and a bunch of news I haven't gotten to yet. I don't normally spend 4 or 5 segments on 1 7.5-minute video. It's just such lies that they say the Clinton Foundation's a conspiracy theory. Just the foundation itself. So let's go ahead and finish up. Here it is.
Between news and opinion is rarely clear on Fox. Look at the way Hannity introduces these segments about Uranium One and the deep state.
An explosive new evidence in what is becoming the biggest scandal, or at least one of them, in American history.
Now, it's hard to tell that this is opinion, right? It looks just like a news segment. And though Hannity sometimes denies being a journalist,
I'm not a journalist, I'm a talk show host.
He's recently taken to calling himself a serious reporter.
I'm a journalist, but I'm an advocacy journalist. I also do journalist work.
I have soft hands. More importantly, advertisers don't care about that distinction. Two conspiracy theories in particular have spooked Hannity's advertisers. In May, Hannity started peddling the story that former DNC staffer Seth Rich was murdered after leaking emails from the DNC.
I thought there was more to that video. I watched it this morning. I guess we don't have the end of it. Let's re-download it, because one way or another, we're going to air it today. Oh, no, there's the exciting conclusion. It's like 7.5 minutes long, going after his sponsors, shutting him down. You know how they've tried to shut me down, but now we sell our own products, so they're unable to do it. So now they're going after the products. Yeah, it's no big deal. We download a lot of videos, but I've never made such a big deal out of a video as I am today. I'm just on this long riffing, you know, jazz style rant on that subject. So we will re-download it, or we'll live stream it. We'll just spend the rest of the show on this one video. Getting back to this deception, it shows you their entire game plan and what they're about and what they're doing and how they lie and where they come from. To sit there and say Sean Hannity's bad for covering Seth Rich, and that it's a conspiracy theory to say maybe he was killed for political reasons. Here's some news articles right here vindicating what we first reported on, what he reported on, what others reported on. Donna Brazile reveals paranoia over Russian spying on her, snipers peering through her window. That's how the media spun it. Donna Brazile says she feared for her life after Seth Rich was killed. All Hannity said was, we should investigate it. He was the head IT guy over the emails. You had a bunch of foreigners working in there from Pakistan over the servers. You had them ordering the Democrats via the Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, the FBI, and Jay Johnson at Homeland Security not to get into the DNC computers 22 times. You had the long history of the dead bodies, the string out behind the Clintons. But their answer is to tell everybody that it doesn't exist. Just simply put, it doesn't exist. But, you know, since they're demonizing us for selling products, I just want to remind the listeners that they've kicked us off Google Ads. They've kicked us off AdRoll. They've kicked us off all sorts of platforms, and they've tried to shut us down. And it is an act of defiance, for real. I mean, you can't buy products anywhere that are going to hurt the globalist as bad as doing it here. And we also sell high-quality products at very, very affordable prices. So there's really no-brainer when it comes to this. It is a total 360 win. So I just want to encourage all the listeners today on Black Friday to take advantage, undoubtedly, of one of the best sales we've done in the last several years. 67% off on high-quality colloidal silver with all of its great uses. 50% off on BrainForce, our best-selling product that's now back in stock for a limited time. That's unprecedented. We have limited edition fascism, anti-fascism, anti-communist shirt that will no longer be sold as soon as it sells out. So we got just a few days left of that. 50% off the good halogen X2, the opposite of fluoride in the body. Absolutely critical. That's 50% off. That has a 98% review level, ladies and gentlemen, out of 5,929 reviews on Power Reviews. It is our highest reviewed product. Nobody else has the deep earth crystal source iodine that we have an X to. Again, the thyroid fills up with the bad iodines that can be radioactive. It fills up with the other bad halogens. It fills up with the bromide, the bromine, the fluoride, the chlorine, and a bunch of others. But if it has the good iodine in it, it doesn't. And it's such a game changer. But it can have big effects on you if your thyroid was already out of shape. So be sure and consult a physician before you do it. But if you search engine, IQs went up 15 points after the feds started putting a little bit of a not very good form, but still better than nothing, iodine into the salt. In the 30s, they stopped it in the 70s. IQs went up 15 points on average when they did that. So that's just an example of how you die without vitamin C, but that's all over the place. Iodine is a lot rarer in the environment, and true iodine that isn't already bound, that you can actually absorb, true atomic iodine, that just means pure iodine, that is absolutely critical. You know, when they tested a bunch of our products trying to find impurities in the first big round and found no impurities, they got really upset. It was an easy prediction what would happen after that. You know, if they failed, these type of folks, what would they do? When they tested our products and found nothing wrong, and they said, this is very strange. They said, are the spectrometers, the lab we use, said this is just iodine. It's not potassium. It's not sodium. It's just iodine. They didn't know what a profound statement that was. How hard we worked to bring you 9999999 that you have to get DEA approval on. You have to keep in a locked facility because of what you can use pure iodine for in processing. But under law, they can't keep you from getting it if you've got a legitimate source for the reason you're selling it. We had to get DEA approval 5 years ago to even be able to have this. The iodine we have, if you put it out in the open air, turns purple and like I Dream of Jeannie and turns into purple gas. We've got video of that. So again, ladies and gentlemen, true iodine, atomic iodine, not some cruddy, downgraded, mixed, bound form. The true deep earth crystal. Infowarsstore.com, 50% off. And it's how you help fund this operation. They've been trying to shut us down so hard, as you know. When you financially support us, it just moves worlds. And it just flies in the face of everything they're trying and really helps with my concern and my anxiety to complete the mission. I don't have anxiety about my physical safety or even being financially defeated. I just don't want them to win. And when you get products you need, water filtration, non-GMO heirloom seeds, air filtration systems, supplements, books, videos, t-shirts, at InfoWarsStore.com, you change the world using what's left of our free market to vote with your dollars. So get products you need today and help fund the revolution against the globalist today at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be back.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, I rarely spend an hour, and I've spent an hour now, from the middle of the last hour till now, getting into this Vox video piece, because I can take a minute of video and stop it 10 times when it's full of lies to cover each lie. This one is such a deception that it just makes my head spin. And you tie it in with the congressional reports where they want to shut InfoWars down. And they really let you know their model here where they're like, well, Hannity's got sponsors. You know, we got rid of Jones's sponsors, but now he sells his own product. So what do we do? Well, we know what you've been doing. And it just shows what horrible mercenaries these individuals are and how hell-bent they are on trying to defeat this country. But here's the good news. Without me even looking, I've got stacks of news articles. NFL rating slide is getting worse with no end in sight. Just since 3 years ago, they've lost over 50% of their viewers. They are now the most unpopular sport in America in polls. Of the national sports. It has the worst favorability rating. Don't you get it? Everything you touch turns to crud. America and the world is awake. We're never going back. We're never giving in. And we know your secret. You've got our kids in the schools. I'm getting to that next. And you think you're going to brainwash them, but every study shows Generation Z is the most libertarian, Americana, conservative generation in over 100 years. Don't you know that some of the a little too extreme Christian stuff to kids made them rebel and turn into devil worshipers? What's going to happen when the devil worshipers try to make the kids devil worshipers? It's going to make them be Christians. And all the polls show that. Young people are pro-life, 75%. They're anti-globalist. They love this show. And I'm not bragging. It is humbling when I go to another school function to pick up one of my daughters at somebody else's school, not just the school they go to, and the young people from ages 8 to like 15 just point and go, it's Alex Jones. All of them want photos. I get mobbed everywhere by young people. I was at a P. Terry's hamburger place about a month ago, and I literally could not eat my food. It was like I was Elvis Presley. People were like, ah, Tim, oh, it's incredible. Ah. And then more groups were coming in of high schoolers, and I was mobbed and couldn't eat. And there were leftists in there. Nobody was in there when I first walked in except 5 high schoolers, and they all shook my hand, got photos. I got my food, went and sat down after work. I was hungry at like 5 o'clock. I was going to eat a second dinner. Mama was making it like 8 o'clock. I go in, shake their hand, take photos, go sit down, see leftists talking crap about me. Whole family looked like they'd been run over by a truck, but they were the elitists. They were, there he is, laughing at me all. I even heard him go, look, he's alone. He doesn't have any family. That's the thing they always say. They were all celebrating on Twitter. Look, he's alone on Thanksgiving. Wasn't even true. It was with all my children. It doesn't matter to them. It's like a weird, because that's who they are. They want to project their loneliness on me. I'm not happy they've been atomized and made alone. It makes me sad. But it shows their mindset to celebrate that. Oh, look, he's a loser like us. And then all of a sudden, just the whole place just got filled with like 20 high schoolers. And they were Asian, and they were Indian, and they were white, and they were WASPy, because it was, you know, upper middle class area. And they were, Alex Jones, we love you, we love this, we love that. We were watching today. We were watching yesterday. Oh, it's all awesome. Everybody loves you. Oh, come speak at my school. Click, 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 photo. Okay, that group. More came in. This time a bunch of girls they run over. And I'm just like, whoa. And the leftists all got up and they left. They walked by, and the guy walked by me like he was going to bump into me. He had plenty of room. And he was just like, because he understands, dude, you're not cool. This thing from Vox, this isn't cool. I'm not trying to be cool. I want freedom. I'm real. People know that. That's what's cool. The victory's cool. Turning the world around's cool. Believing in humanity's cool. Believing in our young people's cool. Not trying to turn them into wasteland, you know, globalists in a deindustrialized country. That's what's cool. And that's what upsets you, because you're losing your grip. So you try to tighten it harder. And just like a beaten woman, we're out of your life. So now they're shifting to pure culture war to cover up from the real crimes they're committing. We'll get to that in a moment. But let's finish up with the piece. Here it is.
In May, Hannity started peddling the story that former DNC staffer Seth Rich was murdered after leaking emails from the DNC to WikiLeaks.
Now, if true, this could become one of the biggest scandals in American history and could mean that Rich could have been murdered under very suspicious...
Hack rated it pants on fire, Snopes debunked it, even Fox News retracted its article about it. But Hannity continued, spending segment after segment suggesting that Clinton operatives were somehow involved in Rich's murder.
If this is true, this blows the whole Russia collusion narrative completely out of the water.
It got so bad that Rich's brother begged Hannity's executive producer to stop him, writing...
Okay, let's stop right there. Since then, this whole cover-up's collapsed. Since this all happened... This is the one story they're trying to say is fake. Donna Brazile's come out and said they think he was politically murdered. There's been all this intrigue now inside that office and people fleeing the country and people getting indicted and all the rest of it. So since Donna Brazile came out, they came out to make it look like he's the big loser. And hidden in the story is this one thing that they don't want you to look at Seth Rich or how he was upset that the election was stolen from Bernie Sanders. They don't want Democrats to look at that because they know that that wakes Democrats up to what happened. So they have CNN saying, oh, please stop. The family first said, we've hired a detective. The family first said, we think there may be something suspicious. Once the PR firms, everybody swooped in, they changed their story. That's fine. We're sorry for your loss. We as citizens have a right. WikiLeaks said he was probably their source. They won't say. We're going to look at this. But the point is, does it discredit Hannity when a high-level Democrat operative over IT gets shot in the back repeatedly and nothing stolen? And it turns out Donna Brazile's concerned. Doesn't that vindicate Hannity? But is it a conspiracy theory to ask questions? Let's continue.
To not cause a grieving family more pain and suffering.
And I am not backing off asking questions, even though there is an effort that nobody talk about Seth Rich.
Major advertisers like Cars.com pulled their ads from Hannity's show, and eventually Hannity backed down.
Out of respect for the family's wishes for now, I am not discussing this matter at this time.
But on Twitter, he promised he'd keep looking into it, saying, I am closer to the truth than ever. Not only am I not stopping, I am working harder. A few months later, Hannity spooked advertisers again. When Alabama Senate candidate Roy Moore, who Trump endorsed, was accused of multiple cases of sexual misconduct.
Wait a minute, pause. You catch that lie? Trump did not endorse Moore. He endorsed Luther Strange. Now he's come out and said, we've seen lies about me. We haven't seen proof on Moore. So till we see proof, he's not bad. Wow. Innocent until proven guilty. Classic Americana. But you catch that last little lie? So many lies coming so fast. Trump endorsed Moore. No, he didn't. It was a big scandal. He endorsed Luther Strange, liar. Here it is.
Hannity came to his defense.
How do we ascertain what happened 38 years ago? None of us know the truth of what happened 38 years ago. Do people do it for money? Do they do it for political reasons? Is that more common than people would think?
Oh, definitely.
They will lie to make money.
That pause again. Folks, there are at least five women I know of in the last 10 years on YouTube saying I was married to them and had kids with them, and then my name was all sorts of weird stuff. And people ask me, I've had lawyers. I mean, I've been asked in depositions if somebody's my wife, who I've never seen or known. I know for a fact the media's gone and talked to those people, but decided they're so stark raving loon, they don't even put it out. Put it out. I'm not scared of whatever you make up. The point is, in a climate of making stuff up, you've got to start questioning. But the whole thing's about getting rid of the sponsors. Here it is.
Another wave of advertiser panic, including from Keurig, which pulled its ads from Hannity's show. And this time, Hannity lashed out. He retweeted a video of one of his supporters smashing their Keurig machines, tweeted a 2015 article about Keurigs being covered in mold, and suggesting he'd give free coffee makers to the best videos of people smashing their Keurigs. Eventually, Hannity backed down again.
Please stop destroying your coffee machines.
But not before advertisers like Volvo and Realtor.com suggested they might pull their ads too. Everything about this story is so
no, they backed off. He won.
Masculinity is a cage. Fox knows
masculinity is a cage.
They care about their right.
He attacks me next. We're done with this idiot. We'll be back.
You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
And we are go, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us. Coming up the fourth hour, Mike Cernovich that broke the John Conyers sexual harassment, shipping women in on taxpayer money, you name it. He broke that story exclusively this week. Mainstream media was forced to give him the credit to their great horror. He'll be hosting the fourth hour. I'll host part of that with him. Laura Loomer, who received the full tape of Joe Barton, the Texas congressman, sending a sexually explicit video to a woman. She got the video. We only showed that we had the video. We didn't show the video. We only showed his face to show that we had the video to bring attention to it, to say that I believed it was revenge porn if it was truly a consensual event, and that they're conflating consensual activity or men and women kissing or men and women engaging in sexual activity, as the feminists teach on colleges, as rape. That's why it's on Infowars.com. They're calling for Sleeping Beauty to be banned because the prince kisses the princess without her consent. The whole point of is that he was the love that was supposed to be coming, and only the true love, someone that she'd already seen and thought was handsome, that could basically save her. But now a good, wholesome fairy tale is now bad and needs to be banned, and radical Muslims need to be shipped in mass, who cut women's genitals off and throw gays off buildings and blow up every church they can get their hands on. In fact, today, we've got huge breaking news, Egypt, 200 plus dead as mosque attackers gun down fleeing worshipers. 235 people on the list is growing. Meanwhile, a Nigerian bombing, 50 killed in early morning attack on the mosque by Boko Haram, which means No one can teach the teachings of the West. Wow. That's like the teachings of Soros and the globalists. No wonder they're allied with Muslims, with the radical Islamicists. I mean, the teachings of the West are forbidden. True equality, true open society, true tolerance. And then speaking of the cult, this is up on Infowars.com. What they did with the World Council of Churches, the National Council of Churches 100 years ago, is declassified. It's public. They knew that churches had led the fight against King George in 1776, the Black Brigade, as they were known, leading them. So whether you were Catholic or Protestant, you wore black with a little, you know, white insignia of a priest at that time. You spoke from the pulpit. And they said, we've got to take over the seminaries. We've got to put our people in. And they said, we're going to use sex operations on them. We're first going to, because we can't get women into the priesthood, whether it be Protestant or Catholic, we're going to put men in. And then we're going to start having the men run sex ops and have sex with the men they can, and then only recruit other men in that have had sex, and then recruit young boys in that they'd had sex with to then take over. That's how the cult works. And they've taken over a large part of the civilization. And they've admitted it's a national security threat in the UK, and pedophiles have taken the government over there. That's the London Independent, London Guardian. They've all reported it. Blackmail's how the new pope got in. Blackmail about pedophilia at the top of the papacy. But then the media here goes, oh, Trump's not rounding up pedophiles, and there's no pedophiles. And Jones makes it up that there's lots of pedophiles. But then I'm public enemy number one because I understand this paradigm. And the Navy SEALs and the Army folks and the FBI people and the Secret Service and the Interpol people, they're all out there. They're fully aware of this. And they're busy rolling up the people in their own organizations. That's why you're seeing bust every day inside governor's offices, inside mayor's offices. We've had like, 14 Democrat mayors step down the last couple of years for pedophilia. I mean, it's massive. This is a revolution against them. More indictments at Penn State. But imagine if you saw Christians attacking and killing hundreds of people a day. You'd hear Christians attacked and Christians are to blame. But because it's Muslims blowing up and shooting people, hundreds and hundreds today alone, close to 300 dead, they're saying 1,000 or more injured, nothing about Muslims in Egypt or in Nigeria. Just truly sickening. Now, that leads me to what we're talking about, the takeover of the churches. They put these people in, and if you look at both these women, they're both wearing a uniform. They both have the same haircuts. She's the woman they're interviewing. It's all part of the same culture, the same system. And it says, Church of Sweden worships gender-neutral God. And at major churches in the U.S., they're pulling out George Washington and Robert E. Lee plaques, even though they paid to build the churches, literally. That's just history. But again, it's a war on reality because they don't want you to know your roots, because your roots would defeat them the minute you woke up. But so you stopped going to the church, so these folks took over. You stopped going to the seminary or the priesthood, so these folks took over. And now they want your kids. Now they want your pension. And they're going to get it all if you don't stop them. But coming up next hour in great detail with Laura Loomer and Mike Cernovich, ex-Secret Service agent. This just broke at Infowars.com. This is a major, massive, game-changing event. And if this gets out, this could change the whole course of things. Just like Rich being murdered could change the course, or Hillary's emails, or WikiLeaks. We've already changed the course. We're already turning the tide. And as more people go public, not about some guy that tried to kiss him 10 years ago, and that gets equated with rape. No. There's smoke screening with normal, you know, kissing beauty, sleeping beauty stuff. They're equating that with pedophilia, so it's all just a big smoke screen where sex, period, is evil. Or a man telling a woman she's good-looking is evil. Or a gay guy telling a guy he's good-looking is sexual assault. It's not. Most of these attacks, and Spacey has reportedly raped some people, I think he's a horrible guy, but a lot of times he says, hey, I want to go out with you, and they go, oh, my God, sexual harassment, you know, I'm working under you. Just whatever. I'm not condoning it. The guy's out of control. But when he does that, it's not the same as grabbing a man's genitals and saying, I'll have you fired if you don't have sex with me. But the point is, is they're trying to create the smokescreen in Hollywood, the media, about normal sexual relations being evil or being criminal. Because they've got Bill Clinton and the Lolita Express and Jerry Epstein and Clinton more than 20 flights with little kidnapped girls on board being taken to an island where they didn't just rape them, folks. We know about the spirit cooking. We know about their operations. They're so scared of us right now. They know we're so close. We need more Secret Service to go public. It's like we had Secret Service go public last week, dealing with all the incredible corruption and dealing with the sexual assaults and dealing with the things that Bill Clinton's been up to and dealing with witnessing Joe Biden going after children as young as 5 years old, groping their buttocks. Okay, this is all coming out. And so go ahead and write your articles saying Trump's not going after pedophiles or that there's no pedophilia and I made it up. You go ahead historically and you put your name in these publications on what you stand for so we know who you're with and what you stand for. Because again, they're using the pedophilia as the thing to control people in the cult. Ex-Secret Service agent threatens to drop new details about Bill Clinton and Lolita Express. Infamous private jet was owned by sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. The ex-Secret Service agent, Dan Bongino, and again, I have really tried to get him to go public with this stuff. He said, it's worse than you know, Alex. It's worse than you know. Bongino got into Twitter spat with former Hillary Clinton aide Nick Morrell. And Morrell challenged Bongino on his claim that Hillary was the most manipulative political person in the world of power and he had ever met in his entire life. Morrell claimed Hillary Clinton has enormous respect for the Secret Service and a great relationship with her agents in her detail. She's totally rude to him. And that Bongino was never on Clinton's detail. Bongino shot back by accusing Morrell of being a fraud before dropping the threat to expose more. Be very careful, Nick, before known things not yet released publicly about your messiah, Hillary. Don't poke the bear, loser. You may not like the results. Hashtag Epstein, hashtag Emailgate, tweeted Bongino. This is so huge. We're coming back next hour. Wow, this just broke on Infowars.com. We need this. I never do this. I never ask Matt Drudge to put links up. I've done it like five times every time he's been listening. And within minutes, it goes up. I don't know if he still does that. I haven't talked to him in a while. But even if it didn't our report on this, this is just now breaking. This is massive. This needs to go out right now. Everybody, fire the bat beam. And you're the bat beam listeners on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, everywhere. This is ultra, 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 ultra massive. We need you to get this out. Now, before I go any further, I'm going to come back and go through the whole article. Black Friday is here. We have the biggest specials of this week of sales. A lot of these sales obviously have to end because they're selling out. BrainForce, 50% off and free shipping. The Amazing Nootropic. Silver Bullet, 67% off plus free shipping. Supermelo Vitality, 50% off. InfoWars Select, high-quality, storable food. 50% off on our very high-quality, storable food. All Pro Pure Items, 25% off. Knockout, the sleep aid. 50% off. Living Defense, 50% off. Prostagar, 50% off. Plus many others at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off and free shipping. It's going to end. InfoWarsStore.com. We need your support. We're taking on the pedophiles.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Gentlemen, this is the biggest piece of breaking news in years. We already have the pedophile networks imploding at the Vatican, at the Pentagon, at the major universities, at the public schools, at the Protestant churches. This is how this group of globalists using intelligence ops, this multinational corporate group that's basically like Spectre, but in the real world, gets into organizations and takes them over by compromising people. This is so absolutely ultra massive, ladies and gentlemen. This is so huge. Dan Bongino, the former head Secret Service agent when they did foreign details. So the head Secret Service agent for foreign operations who quit the White House of Obama because he said it's so evil on the show. He said it many times. It's worse than you know, Alex. It's worse than you know. He's had his house broken into, his car broken into, his family threatened. When I've had other Secret Service sources about Hillary and her collapsing because of a brain tumor, reportedly, he gets death threats when he wasn't my source on that. Everything Dan Bongino has ever told me has been here on air. Well, the Clintons had their operatives out saying he was a liar and that Hillary treated the Secret Service great and that Hillary was a wonderful person. When I personally talked to Secret Service, and I've talked to Blackwater people that are on record as of protecting her, and that she treats you like an animal. That's been in books. You don't look her in the eyes. She hates dogs, screams and yells. They bring a search dog in. More stuff. I mean, she is a monster. She's well known. FBI agents have gone public that were in the White House. You name it. They're into desecration. People said, why does she hang crack pipes in 1995 on the Christmas tree and little pictures of Mao and Stalin? It was to desecrate the tree, to desecrate symbols of beauty and wholesomeness and goodness. Now breaking on Infowars.com and NewsWars.com, ex-Secret Service agent threatens to drop new details about Bill Clinton and Lolita Express, the admitted pedophile plane flying children to the Caribbean island that Bill Clinton flew to, that Kevin Spacey was on, that Harvey Weinstein was on. They would go to known Islamic countries where sheiks have legal harems because Muhammad had sex with girls as young as 9. So they say it's okay. You know about women being kidnapped, taken there. This is huge. And this is who they are. And the story is there. Speaking back to the Clinton official that was saying he was a liar about her being rude to Secret Service agents, he called them a fraud before dropping his threat to expose more. Be careful, Nick. People know things not yet released publicly about your messiah, Hillary. Don't poke the bear, loser. You may not like the results. Hashtag Epstein, hashtag Emailgate, tweeted Bongino. Be careful, Nick. People know things not yet released publicly. He followed up asking Merle, dear Nick, are you guys sure you know everyone on the Epstein planes? Because they mask a bunch of the names. Dear Nick, are you sure you destroyed all those Blackberries? Was there government property in the bunch? Hashtag people know. Dan Bongino at D Bongino. It's going wide open. I personally talked to high-level Interpol. I personally talked to people, the highest levels of systems across the planet. They know what you do to the little kids, globalists. They know. And so good luck with what you're trying. And good luck with all the other stuff you pulled. And good luck putting out some fake stories, hoping we report on those, discredit the whole thing. Humanity's awakening to you, and nothing on earth is going to protect you. So get ready to meet judgment. Get ready for Judgment Day, bitches.
The globalist great error is to believe that as they collapse humanity, they end up on top. The truth is, humanity is coming down fast, but we're miles above them on our journey to hell. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you for joining us. Well, I already planned to come in here today on Black Friday and break down the fact that we've got more than 10,000 pedophiles and child porn dealers, child rapists, child traffickers busted. We're not just talking about somebody with child porn. A lot of them have been involved in that. We're talking about more than 2,000 arrests of people that had children or were having sex with children or were trafficking children. And we're talking about children as young as 6 months of age. And then you see all the usual suspects, all the major liberal media going, Trump's not busting pedophiles. Oh, oh, Alex Jones is making up that pedophilia exists. They deposed the last pope, blackmailing him over pedophilia. That was in the London Guardian. Fox News, Colorado child sex trafficker sentenced to 472 years in prison, trafficking children as young as 6 months of age. Boom. That just happened today. Top brands pull YouTube ads over pedophilia fears. Sky News, Daily Mail, Google Axe's distasteful survey asking users to choose which child they find to be more attractive in a pedophilia survey. What? So, that's just in the news today, and here's the big bombshell that ties into everything we're about to talk about. Ex-Secret Service agent threatens to drop new details about Bill Clinton and Alita Express. Arguing with former Clinton operative online, Dan Bongino, said to Nick Merrill, you better stop claiming that she was nice to Secret Service. You want to play games? I know about the Blackberries. I know about Lolita Express. I know about who else was on that plane, not just Bill Clinton. And we know what you were doing. So get ready. That's up on Infowars.com by Paul Joseph Watson. It's huge. We got Mike Cernovich hosting the fourth hour. He broke, of course, the John Conyers. Not just hitting on women, not just harassing women, flying them in on government planes. But again, I think that's wrong. It's horrible. I hate John Conyers. But hitting on women or even using government money to bring in women, that's fraud, is not the same as pedophilia and being on airplanes with kidnapped 10-year-old girls, drugged up. Ugh, can you imagine here, Weinstein and Kevin Spacey and all of them going to this island and with Bill Clinton and Hillary? Ooh, Hillary first represented pedophiles. She loved to do it. Seven men raped an 11-year-old girl they kidnapped off her front porch with her bike. They raped her so hard she could never have children again. Do I need to get graphic about what happened to that little girl? They smashed her cervix all the way in until she had what they call a prolapse and her whole body came out of her. And I'm sorry to talk about that with people watching. Hillary Clinton made jokes about it. She thinks little girls getting raped for 24 hours with blood pouring out of them is funny. So you remember that when you look at that witch and you love her. And that's what Bongino said. He said, you're Messiah. What's the quote here? Be careful, Nick. People know things, not just released publicly, about your Messiah. Yeah, Hillary doesn't just represent pedophiles. That's why they're coming after me. Dear Nick, be careful, Nick. People know things not yet released publicly about your Messiah, Hillary. Don't poke the bear, loser. You may not like the results. Hashtag Epstein. Hashtag Emailgate. Yeah, you know what's in the 36,000 emails. It's more spirit cooking. You got all those blackberries? Did you forget some? Hashtag people know. We're going to get into Laura Loomer with us right now. And the fact that she got the exclusive video, she did not release it. The media put out the lie that she released the video of Congressman Joe Burton playing with himself in a video to a reportedly consenting woman. Then they lied and said, I put out the video. I did not. I didn't even blur it. I covered the computer screen with paper. It only showed his face because they already put out the still image to confirm that it was a real story after other people broke it, but to also show that he was saying it was only an image he'd sent, not a video. That's not true. But I said if it was consenting, it's revenge porn against him, and it's wrong. And I warned people about what they do on these sites. The media then spun it that I released the full edited video as revenge porn, I guess saying I'd had sex with Congressman Joe Burton, which I will assure you is not the case. He's not my type. So this is the point we've gotten to, ladies and gentlemen, where there's lies upon lies upon lies upon lies upon lies. And it really, really, really makes my head spin. So we'll get into that in the next segment, Laura Loomer, and all the rest of it. But there's clearly a civil war going on using dirt everybody's got on each other. All the data mining, all the spying. People know who the girlfriends are, who the boyfriends are, who the mistresses. Everybody's playing their hands now. None have been played against me because there's nothing there. Thank God. Thank God I'm not into the internet. I'll tell you that right now because I've been divorced for 4 years. But, you know, I'm a simple man. I'm not into all this stuff. And I have a basic instinct not to have sex in front of a computer. But this is getting crazier and crazier. We'll get into Joe Burton in a moment and the media's misrepresentation. But what do you make of this Bongino, highly credible, top-level Secret Service agent who told me, Alex, it's worse than you know. And I go, wait a minute, worse than I'm saying? He always says that. He goes, yes, Alex, worse than you know. Well, now he's letting us know he better go public or they're going to kill him.
Well, look, Alex, that's what we've been talking about for years now, right? Bill Clinton's own sexual promiscuities, his sexual infidelity, and his association with sexual predators and pedophiles. So it really doesn't surprise me. And, you know, if there's one good thing that's going to come out of this this surge of sexual harassment allegations and sexual assault allegations, it will be the, you know, the expose of the Clinton family and their own ties to sexual assault and sexual harassment and rape. So, you know, I'm hoping that Bill Clinton is finally exposed for the predator he really is.
And what about all the people that have been defending him, saying there's no pedophile scandals, we're making it up, when it's everywhere?
Yeah, well, people are starting to run away from the Clintons. You're already seeing people in Hollywood now are starting to back away, and especially after Donna Brazile released her book about Hillary Clinton as well, even Democrats are starting to throw the Clintons under the bus. We see with Hollywood, Chelsea Handler sent out a tweet in reply to Juanita Broderick saying, oh, I'm so sorry, I didn't see this tweet until now, but I believe you. So you have celebrities who defended and campaigned for the Clintons during the campaign trail saying, I believe you that Bill Clinton raped you.
So the rats are leaving the sinking ship. We created the hashtag Hillary for prison, lock her up. Our listeners did it. They created the whole movement that Bill Clinton's a rapist. And now, yeah, total vindication yet again.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't know when people are going to realize Alex Jones and InfoWars is always right, right? They like to call you a conspiracy theorist, and they like to call people like me and others in the alternative media, like Mike Cernovich, conspiracy theorists. But, you know, the truth is going to come out, and people are finally going to realize Bill Clinton is a rapist, right? And Roger Stone shirts and all of the Bill Clinton is a rapist videos that we made, they're going to vindicate us and all of the conservatives who have been defending Juanita. And
by the way, I didn't just endorse Trump, and I don't just know Roger Stone that knows Trump. I know a lot of people that know Trump way back, even longer than Roger Stone. The truth is, Trump gets obsessed with one woman, showers him with gifts, treats him like a princess, just like he acts in public. Now, the woman is mean to him once or twice, he leaves him. So, but he's a neat freak as well. He's a one-woman guy. And so, I mean, I checked into all this. I mean, I know stuff the media would obviously want to know about Trump. I'm not going to get into it on air. But I know the real Donald Trump. And so to hear that he's having women urinate on him or he has all these sexual partners, that's not Donald Trump.
Well, also, too, I mean, you have to think to yourself, a man who's in the public eye, who's a celebrity, who's the now president of the United States, a billionaire, people tend to have common sense, or you would expect people in positions of power like politicians. I know we're going to talk about Congressman Martin today, to have common sense, right? To not be engaging in these extravagant sexual affairs.
I was about to say what you want about Martin. Okay. Right. And his voting record's not that good as a conservative. He's a neocon. Right. What are you doing, what are you doing playing with yourself in front of a live camera to webcams to a bunch of women? I mean, that's close to sticking you know what in a light socket. I mean, that is stupid, stupid, stupid. And a lot of conservatives are mad at me for saying it's dumb. It is dumb. I'll throw anybody under the bus that deserves it.
The Alex Jones Show. Because there is a war on for your mind.
We're going to Laura Loomer here with exclusives on Congressman Joe Barton. Tried the fifth time, going to get it right. Teleprompter free, ladies and gentlemen. Don't have a list in front of me. Not reading off a teleprompter that somebody else filled up. We'll go to Laura Loomer concerning Congressman Joe Barton here in Texas here in just a moment, and I'll reintroduce that. First off, we're tirelessly taking on the very power structure. And we've seen senior Secret Service agents go public last week saying Joe Biden groped women and children in front of them. That story's up on InfoWars.com. We now have this new story. Ex-Secret Service agent Dan Bongino threatens to drop new details about Bill Clinton and Lolita Express. I cannot state to you how big a deal this is and how massive this piece of news and information is. So more of that coming up as we learn more exclusively at InfoWars.com right now. I'm going to get a hold of Bongino during the break, see if he can come on. He's been on probably 50 times. But this is huge. And the fact that he's going that public tells you they know the dam's breaking on the pedophile networks, how they use that to control people. So more on that coming up. But right now, Congressman Joe Barton of Texas, of Ennis, Texas, is he innocent? Is he a good guy? Is he a bad guy? Is this revenge porn against him by this woman that's now talked to the Washington Post? Well, whatever it is, we're going to get Laura Loomer, who's been talking to these people's expert analysis on this. Whatever the truth is, I think it's very incompetent and very reckless to be doing something like this. I've been single before in this modern age of computers and not even looking to date, and stuff pops up that a woman's 2 miles away and wants to exchange pictures with me. What do? I hit the X button. I've probably done it 100 times. So there's real impulse control problems here. But Laura Loomer, let's recap the case that just broke yesterday or a day and a half ago and walk through what's happened and how the story's changed.
So there were nude pictures and sex between Representative Joe Barton and a woman that were published to Twitter from an account on the 20th. And these images circulated the web, and they, you know, showed Joe Barton sending very graphic pictures of himself and very, you know, lewd text messages to a woman who he was supposedly having a relationship with. He admitted that the images were him and that he did send the messages. And then he apologized and said that it was consensual and that the messages were sent while he was separated or divorced from his wife. And then he also said that what was seen online was what he was aware of as well. And he didn't take responsibility for a video. He said that there was just a photo, right? And we do know that every single aspect of his statement is now false. So it wasn't a photo, it was a video. The picture that circulated was a screenshot from the video. The relationship, if you look at the text messages, it took place on Tuesday, March 13th, which was in 2012. And an article by the Washington Post has now confirmed that these messages were sent and that this sexual affair took place in 2012. So Joe Barton was not separated from his wife. His wife filed for divorce in 2014, and he was officially divorced in 2015. So what Representative Joe Barton is doing is he's using revenge porn laws as a fake shield for his own sexual infidelity, which he lied about. And, you know, there's a lot more to the story that isn't really being talked about. The woman said that Representative Joe Barton flew her to Capitol Hill, where he was working as a congressman, in 2012, and gave her a tour of the Capitol and then slept with her afterwards. So I want to know, was he using his miscellaneous spending or finances as a congressman, which he's, given as an allowance to fly this woman out and have sexual affairs? I mean, he, according to this woman, paid her off in cash and reimbursed her in cash for her flight like a prostitute. And the woman who spoke to the Washington Post appears to be a different woman from the woman who posted the messages originally online. So people are accusing you and I of posting revenge porn, but, one, I don't think this is revenge porn. And two, I never posted any images or videos of Representative
Barton. Sure, since you raised it, let's be clear. It was like Tuesday, you call the office, I'm not here. You've been given the raw footage. I wanted to show that we had the raw footage without showing it. That's what we did. We covered up, 90% of the screen, showed the top, his face, and said, folks, it's not just a photo. This is a video. And I said, this was given third party to Laura Loomer. She doesn't know why it was given to her. But our whole point is, if it was done to be mean, it's revenge porn. We dubbed that term if it was done maliciously. Didn't mean we engaged in the revenge porn. I said in the video, live report, that's what it could be. But now the whole story is degenerating and officially falling apart.
Something I want to bring up, though, is it really revenge porn, right? I feel like Republicans are being extremely hypocritical here simply because Joe Barton is a Republican.
No, that's right. When TMZ puts out somebody's sex tape that somebody put out, they don't call it that. It's called journalism.
Anthony Weiner, right? Anthony Weiner was having a consensual sexting relationship with a woman in 2013. I'm not talking about the minor. I'm talking about, I believe it was Sydney Leathers, right? He believed he was having a consensual message to him, was sending her sex messages and pictures of his penis as well. So Republicans used that to tear down Anthony Weiner, and we used that to campaign against the Clintons, and we had no problem bringing up his dick pics and his sexual messages and his infidelity to Huma Abedin. So what would we have done if he had said that was revenge porn? I really think that Republicans need to look at themselves in the mirror and ask themselves if they're being hypocrites. We have a right to know what our elected officials are doing while they're representing us on Capitol Hill. And if they're, you know, screwing around on the taxpayer dime and using funds, not saying that he did, but if they are using funds to have...
let's just be clear, too. Weiner first got in trouble years ago for sexting adult women. That's separate from his conviction for the 15-year-old, because the media will try to conflate that and be deceptive as well.
Yeah.
My whole point in covering the fact that we have the raw video is to say it's a video, not an image. Here you can see video of his face from the same video, not showing the sexual part. It's just shocking to see mainline Republicans try to spin it like we're Democrats or we're bad people for covering this. They even claim we originally put the photos out, which isn't true. And again, it's just incredible deception.
No, I completely agree with you. They're trying to accuse us. They're trying to make it sound like Representative Joe Barton sent me messages, like sexual messages directly, and that I was the one who released them. And that's not true. And so I have people who are messaging me like, oh, were you texting Representative Joe Barton? And it's they're acting like liberals. And we have
because the media misrepresents things so badly.
Right. And we have conservatives who are now falling into this liberal trap, and they're not trying to hold Representative Joe Barton.
No, I agree. Let's come back and talk about it. But to be clear, the photos are out. It's not just a photo, it's a video. We have the video without showing even his hands. We just show his face looking down from the same photo that was public to show we have the video. It's a video, not the other. And I said people are idiots if they're doing this online sex stuff. I'm not trying to go after Barton or anybody. I'm simply reporting that what he did, though, sexting, is not the same as pedophilia. And it's not the same as all this other stuff. But if he's lying to his constituents, that's a whole other issue. And we've got to be fair here. We can't just go after Democrats and leave Republicans alone. We'll be right back with Laura Limmer.
Is on the run. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Another world. Another time.
Another time.
In the age of wonder.
In the age of wonder. Another world. Another time. His land was green and good until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
The mainstream media loves to deceive their audiences, their readers, their viewers. They have all these different slick ways of doing it. Their pre-written teleprompters, to their twisted questions, to their deception. It's hard to even cover all the real news versus try to be deceptive. But I've got a bunch of media texting me right now. Somebody's giving my number out to corporate media saying, Jones, why did you post the Joe Barton video and why did you pull it down? And they don't care what I say. They're going to make up what they make up. So I just say, make up what you're going to make up. You're fake news. We're real news. I've explained the fact that if I published a book and there were 20 chapters and I only had 3 chapters, it would be called excerpts. So you have a TV screen and you've got Congressman Joe Barton with his hand down here, and I cover the whole middle of the screen up at the top, and all you can see is his eyes at the top. That's not publishing the video. But I understand. You think somehow I can get in trouble for it or something, which of course I won't. So you want to create the illusion that we're fake news, we're illegal, we're bad, we did it. He was sending me the video. He was sending Laura Limmer the video. I mean, that's what you do to your victim audiences. It's why you have smaller and smaller audiences. We didn't like the fact that he was saying it was a photo, an image, when it was not an image. It was a video. And he was saying it was another year. 2015 when it was 2012. And I asked Laura Loomer, I said, what is the point of this? She goes, I don't know. It's for multiple parties passed down. She didn't publish it. I showed that we had the video, but did not show the video. It's like saying, yeah, I was able to download a movie before it came out, which I've never done myself. But to say, like, I've got Blade Runner 2 before it came out. Go, oh, really? Show me. Okay. Here's 5 seconds of it. That isn't posting Blade Runner online. That's showing I have Blade Runner to point out that it is a video, not a photo. And then I said, if this woman, it was consensual, it's revenge porn by her to go to the press. But if there's another story, maybe he's bad. It was an incredibly fair piece. And I'm not covering this to CYA myself. I'm covering it just like I spent an hour on that lying guy at Vox talking about Sean Hannity and saying Sean Hannity endorsed Roy Moore at the beginning of the campaign, or there's no Uranium One scandal. It's just showing what liars you are. That's what this is about. That's why we do this. Now, quite frankly, I had Laura Loomer already coming on, a great investigative journalist. She gets demonized a lot. We got Mike Cernovich that broke the John Conyers stuff coming up. I want to talk about what's coming next, but I got to be honest. Spending time on Joe Barton is really, at this point, secondary, other than getting the record straight. If people ask why I took it down, because I saw the media immediately saying Alex has published the full video of him doing this, and I knew they were going to misrepresent it, and then I thought somebody else is about to put it out, because I thought it would be out by now. They're going to say that was me, so I did that. We've got the footage we put up of it covered up if we need to. But the media is so deceptive now that, you know, there's a murder in Timbuktu, they'll probably say I did it. So, you know, that's my whole issue there. It was to show we had the video, to show he wasn't telling the truth about that. People don't understand that they don't have a brain. But the big stories on Infowars.com, it's on Newswars.com by Paul Joseph Watson, Dan Bongino, senior Secret Service agent on foreign trips, who told me many times on air and off air, Alex, it's worse than you know. It's worse than you know. It's as bad as you could possibly imagine. Now saying, look out. Hillary Clinton was involved with Bill Clinton and Epstein on those pedophile flights. I want to get to this with you, Laura, in the next segment because it's so big, but and just this overall scandal and where this is going. But you get my point that a guy sending stuff to a woman he's reportedly dated might be creepy. If she doesn't want any more, might be harassment, might be stalking. But on a scale of 1 to 10, it's like a 1 or a 2. Lolita Express and kidnapped little girls, that's a 10. And so I just see the media focusing, and I'm not knocking you for focusing on this or us focusing. We cover it all. Because we talked yesterday. We're like, we'll be hypocrites if we don't cover this. Because we're covering Democrats. So let's cover the fact that we have the video, and he's lying about it just being an image. But then the media lies about that. But at the same time, we should just set the record straight and move on.
Yeah, and look, I don't want to continue dwelling on this. I think it was important for me to come on today and speak with you to address these, you know, wild accusations that we're engaging in revenge porn. Because, look, there's just a lot of hypocrisy. And the problem is that Republicans have no issue using images against Democrats like Anthony Weiner to take them out of political power and to shame the Democrats. But when it comes to draining the swamp on the Republican side of the aisle, They just act like hypocrites. And I'm just going to quote what you said in the beginning of this segment. Judgment day is coming, bitches. So if you're going to drain the swamp, you got to drain it on both sides of the aisle. You can't clean out your neighbor's closet if you're not going to clean out your own.
Oh,
closet.
I agree. There are swamp creatures in both parties.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, if you look at all of these sexual harassment accusations and these sealed deals, and you want to talk about draining the swamp, forget about term limits, right? We're going to drain the swamp by sperm limits. That's what it's starting to look like, because it seems like a lot of men in Congress haven't been able to keep their, you know, their junk in their pants, and they've been using taxpayer funds to cover up their own sexual harassment.
Well, what I don't get is the power trip. I mean, like, I'm focused on business and getting stuff done. And it'd be one thing if a guy, like, had an affair once every 20 years and wasn't married or something. It's like they're all over everybody. They're like maniacs.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's very concerning. And I think that there's a lot of hypocrisy on both sides of the aisle. Democrats want to go after Republicans. Republicans want to go after Democrats. But when it comes to exposing the swamp creatures on your own side of the aisle, if we're going to go after one person for sexual harassment, you have to treat everybody fairly. You just can't pick and choose.
Absolutely. But expanding on this, I would have thought when fake news blew up the Democrats' face and the media's face, they would back off. Instead, they've just intensified the level of fake news against yours truly, yourself, many others. It has reached just biblical cloud cuckoo land level.
Yeah, look, it's a shame. I mean, I'm embarrassed to say that even conservatives I've respected in the past were engaging in this revenge porn narrative and trying to attack you and I on Twitter for something that, you know, we didn't do. They're trying to make it seem like we were very malicious. But look, I think at the end of the day, it's
by the way, they never saw the footage because I took it down in 30 minutes because I saw the spin. I was like, hey, it's video, not this. Here's his face. It's video. See? Oh, they showed it. He put the image out. I was like, whoa, I'm not going to get in that briar patch.
Yeah. But like I said, right, Congressman Joe Barton lied about when these messages were sent. He lied about being divorced from his wife. And he lied about his infidelity. And the woman.
And he lied about it being a video. He said it was a photo, not a video.
Yeah. And the woman told the Washington
Post. He said, this is the extent of it. He said, this image is all there is. No, there's a whole video.
The woman told the Washington Post that Congressman Barton said, oh, should I send you a picture of myself? And she said, no, please do not send me a picture of yourself. So that would be sexual harassment. If she's telling the truth and he really did send her pictures like that and she didn't want them, that's harassment. If you're sending somebody unwanted pictures of yourself.
All I'm saying is, Laura, is that who in their right mind, especially a public figure, jacks into the internet and then masturbates in front of a webcam. I mean, that is the craziest. That is totally irresponsible. And I don't care who he is. Plus, the guy wanted DACA. The guy wants globalism. He's a neocon.
Yeah, he's a rhino, right? He's a never-Trumper. He cheated on Americans with DACA, and now he's been caught cheating on his wife through these sex messages, and he needs to take responsibility and he needs to resign. He needs to stop threatening this woman with a capital investigation when he was the one who flew her out to D.C. himself, and he needs to stop using his position of political power to try and silence women. If you're going to...
Stay right there. We're going to come back and get into the big issue, the pedophilia.
There's a need for a new world order, but it has different characteristics in different parts of the world.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Mike Cernovich is coming up with a lot of big breaking news. Laura Loomer, investigative journalist, riding shotgun with us. She's broken so much huge news, especially on Vegas. Game-changing the work she did there on so many other fronts. Got arrested for during that Shakespeare in the Park where they were simulating killing the president, simply protesting it. That's why she gets demonized a lot by the left and right, because she's taking action. She's getting stuff done. And that's who they go after. Just briefly here, we've got Black Friday specials running. All of the specials are live right now at InfoWarsStore.com. A lot of these are going to have to end because we're very, very close to selling out of them. We've been sold out for weeks on Brainforce, our amazing nootropic. It came back in last week, limited supply. That's still 50% off, $19.95. Other leading brands that have similar formulas are $60, $70. So normally at $29.95 or $39.95 at full price, it's a decent deal. At $19.95, it is close to being a loss leader. Plus, with the free shipping, it is. We have Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, 67% off, same brand. Jeff Bezos sells at Whole Foods for $25. We have it for $9. Super Mel Vitality, 50% off, super high. That's a great deal. InfoWars Select, emergency high-quality storable food, 50% off. We can hardly ever do that, but that's free shipping on top of it. That's just insane. All Pro Pure items, 25% off, water filtration, knockout, amazing. Same price as a bottle of melatonin of the same dose, but there's eight other ingredients like L-tryptophan, valerian root, other things that all work together for an amazing restful sleep. Living Defense, anti-parasite cleanse. Well, they need this in North Korea. 50% off, free shipping. Prostagar, 50% off, plus free shipping, plus many, many others. And these are going to have to end on Monday. On Monday, we have a couple new specials, but it won't be as extensive as this. I just accelerate the specials because people like them, but I got to sell a lot more products to be able to fund the operation. So please commit to help us take on the globalist. This stuff taking on the pedophile networks and my covert funding of documentary film crews to aid law enforcement in coverage of it has got them really angry at me. And I'm asking for it. I'm not complaining like, oh, look at me, they're coming after me. I'm just saying you want to empower somebody that is giving it all they got, not taking it lying down, and getting results. If there was somebody else out there doing what we're doing, I'd put all my energy behind them. Because I'm looking for somebody doing a better job than I am. I don't think I'd do that good a job. But I'm committed. I'm long-term. We've been proven right. But we're the best there is. And so we need your prayers, number one. Spread the videos. Spread the articles. Get them out there. You've been doing that. You've been getting it around the censors. They're really upset. They're having congressional hearings on it. And commit to go to InfoWarsStore.com today. And whether it's heirloom seeds for the spring that are high quality, widest selection, or water filtration, the very best systems, best prices, or air filtration, or Patriot apparel, or supplements, it's all there. Free shipping, store-wide, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And again, if you'll just sign up for AutoShip, get an additional 10% off. It's free to do. The AutoShip saves you 10%, and you can cancel anytime you want. But if it's coffee you want once a month, or caveman that you want, or some of the Emmerich's essentials, or the new Floralife, or the new carnivore product, you just sign up for auto ship on stuff that you're going to reuse or it's perishable. Then it comes to you each month, or every 3 months, or every 6 months. It goes out to, I think, 6 months is the edge of when you can do it. And again, 10% off additionally. So on top of that, a lot of these are lost leaders when you sign up for the auto ship. An InfoWars store. Okay, so going back to Laura Loomer, who people can follow at Twitter. We'll give you all her contacts here in a moment. I agree. We should, it's a Laura Loomer, at Laura Loomer there on Twitter. I agree. We should definitely cover the Joe Barton thing because it's a story of manipulation, a story of corruption, a story of just bad judgment. And so that's why we did it, was a show. It's not an image, and that's not the extent of it. And it's a video, and there's reportedly other stuff and other women, and I know you know some about that. So it's how they handle this, the arrogance of these guys, thinking because he's at the Capitol and he's got power that he could do something like this. I mean, this is just crazy. Much less people that put their stuff on the cloud. You know, those Hollywood stars put stuff on the cloud of them having sex with their boyfriends or girlfriends and then wonder why it gets out. I mean, it's crazy. So that said, moving on past that, what do you make of the Jerry Epstein and the Bill Clinton and Dan Bongino, very respected Secret Service agent, saying, look, we got evidence of all of you on the plane with the kids. Look out. It's going to come out. That sounds to me like he's getting ready to bring it out. And he thinks in this climate, it's safe to bring it out. Why do you think everybody's going public from sexual harassment down to pedophilia right now? Why are there so many arrests? We know it's Trump. It's the courage. It's the turning of things. But I mean, what's happening right now, Laura, in your view?
I think that there's a lot of things. I think that Trump being president, right, and a lot of people not feeling threatened by a Clinton presidency in which their lives would literally be threatened if Hillary Clinton was president. They wouldn't be able to come out and be public about all of these allegations because Hillary Clinton would most likely abuse her position of power to silence victims, just like she did to people like Juanita Broderick. And I think that other women are inspired. I don't believe that all of the allegations against all of these men are true. I think there are a lot of false allegations going around. But with regards to Bill Clinton, we've been hearing stories about this, and we've been hearing from women for years now. And the mainstream media and Hillary Clinton and all of her associates have gone out of their way to silence these individuals. And some of these people have even ended up dead, right, with two suicide gunshots to the back of the head. So all I have to say is I really hope that Dan Bongino goes into some type of witness protection program or gets some bodyguards so that we're able to see this evidence and hear his account of events before he is found, like I said, with two gunshots in the back of the head.
Wow, Laura Loomer, incredibly well said. I mean, that's it. And I've got to get all the video clips of him on this show saying, Alex, it's worse than you're saying. It's worse than you know. And I say, what is it? He goes, brother, I can't say, but let me just tell you, it's as evil as it gets. And then they think he told me stuff off air. So they broke in his house, broke in his car, death threatened him. And he would call up probably 20 times and go, listen, they listen to you all the time. You got to go on air and tell them I didn't tell you anything, off air, because he never does. I mean, he's not a stupid guy. I'm not stupid. I don't want to know the stuff he knows unless it's on air. I told the D.C. madam a month before she got hung at her mother's house, and I talked to her a condo manager. She owned a condo, and I talked to her family. It wasn't her handwriting. She was murdered. She said people were after her. She was during a break. John Harmon heard it because, you know, he was listening in while she was on the phone. She's like, oh, I got them all. I said, I don't want to hear any names. She didn't say anything. I said, lady, say it all on air right now or don't tell me a word. I said, they're going to kill you. And she said, oh, no, I've got people that have got the records. And, you know, they thought their mom. That's why they went to her house. And I didn't want to know. You either get it all out, like Jim Garrison said in the JFK assassination. You stay in the sunshine. I don't know any secrets that I basically haven't said on air that are life-threatening. Because if somebody starts trying to tell me some big secret I know will get you killed, I go, whoa, 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 partner, text, stop right there. I do not want to know this unless you're ready to go public right now. These people just don't get how dangerous. But I mean, Bongino's was a decorated New York cop, very good Secret Service agent. He's not stupid. So, I mean, I think he's getting ready to go public. What do you think? I've been calling him in the last 2 hours five times. He hadn't answered.
I hope he goes public. And look, you know, you're not the only one who's been speaking with sources like this tied to the Clintons, people that have information on his abuse of power when it comes to, you know, sex with others. I know somebody who told me that they were in one of the presidential motorcades that President Bill Clinton allowed Kevin Spacey to use, where Kevin Spacey would literally be having gay sex in the back of President Clinton's motorcade while President Bill Clinton was in town because they were buddies. There's a lot of these security guards and personnel and Secret Service agents who are very aware of you know, the promiscuity and just this very disgusting, perverse nature of Bill Clinton.
The lawlessness.
I mean, using taxpayer dollars in a security motorcade to engage in acts of gay sex. It's just.
So you're disgusting. You're saying you've got federal sources that were there while, that told you that Spacey was having basically sex parties in the backs of limos in the motorcade.
Yeah, I'm not going to confirm whether or not they still are still active, you know, federal security officers. But yes, I do have sources who have told me that they witnessed Kevin Spacey having gay sex with men in the back of President Bill Clinton's motorcade.
And again, the media calls us fake news. How many stories have we put out, have you put out, that have turned out to be dead on? I mean, it's a daily basis. Everything we've talked, because we have real sources.
All of the information I put out regarding Vegas was true, but I was called a conspiracy theorist. I was called crazy. People on the right demonized me.
Well, that's because most of the right. I saw the articles that attacked you and I yesterday. It's Soros talking points. Every one of them was, you know, all these lies. He lost his kid. You know, this lawsuit. He's a loser. He's a liar. He says he's fake. It's a formula. These people are literally getting $20,000 a year from Soros, and they're just losers. We'll be back. Stay there, Laura Loomer and Mike Cernovich, straight ahead. Waging war on corruption. It's Laura Loomer.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Coming up in the next segment, Mike Cernovich always got big breaking news because he gets on the phone, he talks to sources, he talks to reporters. Once you start breaking big stories, other sources come. You vet the source, you break the story. Mainstream media could run circles around InfoWars or around Mike Cernovich or around Laura Loomer, but they don't do the old-fashioned stuff we do. And the more I don't burn sources, the more I tell the truth, the more we build our credibility over the years. I have so many sources and so much breaking stuff, I can't even keep track of it. I mean, most people would get a Joe Barton video and not know what to do with it for 3 days. Because it just takes so much analysis to even know what to do with all this. How to do the right thing. And then the media will come back with a spin so deceptive, you don't even know how to respond. It's like, what? You do a video saying, if this woman released this as a revenge porn, she should be arrested. But if he's lying about it, he should get in trouble. Here's just his face, so you know we really have the video and it's not just a photo. Then the media, Jones released the full, unedited, unblurred video. And you're like, here's the video. We didn't do that. Shut up. you're going to jail. And you're like, well, we didn't release the video. And they just don't care. And it's not like you're even worried about getting in trouble because you didn't do anything wrong. It's like the neocons want to arrest you. And so do the Democrats. And it's like all you want is to have a prosperous country and tell the truth. And like, dude, I don't care what you're doing. You can't be a congressman while you're at the Capitol in your office masturbating into a camera. It's crazy. I don't want my kids thinking that's normal. And I'm not some goody two-shoes guy. I've got common sense. What in the world are you doing? All this free love stuff. You're going to have sex with somebody you don't even trust or know? That's what sex is all about, is about trust. It's not like some goody two-shoes conservative thing that I say that just so I can act cool and everything. I wouldn't want to have sex with somebody that looked like a supermodel if they were some empty soul. That sounds horrible. But to soulless people, they love it. That's why there's a big market now in robot sex toys. What a joke. Or you know, the Fleshlight and all this crap. It's all emptiness. Go have sex with a mannequin. It's just crazy. Laura Loomer, great job breaking all this and letting me make the decision what to do with the video. I think we did the right thing, you know, covering it all up except his face so folks knew he was lying about it being an image. I'm not against.
I wanted to make you aware really quick, if you have a few moments, of another breaking news update regarding another sex scandal that's about to be released within the next few days. It was supposed to come out today, but it looks as if the accuser is now being threatened or intimidated by the congressman who she is accusing of having an extramarital affair with. So apparently there's a 19-year-old GOP staffer who had an affair with a married, never-Trumper Republican congressman. And the a major newspaper was going to break the story this morning. And then the woman is claiming that around 4:30 in the morning, she got a call from a blocked number that reminded her that she signed an NDA so that if she were to go public with things, she would be sued. So here,
by the way, NDAs don't cover sex. They don't cover stuff that's illegal. Not that sex is illegal. It doesn't cover private stuff like that. I mean, you can argue they do, but it's just not true.
I just want you to know, I mean, just how disgusting is that, that this woman who may have been 18 or younger, we know that she's 19. We're not being told when the extramarital affair happened. But now this woman who wants to come forward and she may be a victim of harassment is now starting to be threatened with NDA she signed to work for a congressman. I mean, look, it happens on the right and it happens on the left. I'm going to say it one more time. If you want to drain the swamp, you have to be fair and drain the entire swamp. You can't just make Democrats look bad. So Republicans, please stop being hypocrites. If you're going to expose perverts like Wiener, you should also expose other perverts on the right.
Sure, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, and again, I'm not poo-pooing any of this. It's very important. They're using the whole women's sex scandal, women cheating on their husbands, men cheating, you know, that's being made synonymous with pedophilia. That's a totally different thing of just being immoral compared to absolute criminal activity. Thank you, Laura Loomer. We'll be right back with Mike Cernovich.
We want your soul.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Mike Cernovich.
That's right, Mike Cernovich and I, co-hosting much of this hour. I'm about to turn the baton over to him, but he broke the big John Conyers story last week. And they go, oh, fake news king, Mike Cernovich breaks another story. Then you go through every one of his stories, none of them are fake. And then I can't even keep track of all the stories we break that turn out to be totally accurate because we get them directly from the president or we get it from sources or we get it from people that were at the dinner with McMaster when he was saying the president was an idiot and a moron and couldn't believe he had the nuke codes and all the rest of it. And then word for word, it breaks 2 months later. And they don't even give us credit. And I know he gave his story to BuzzFeed. Was it Daily Beast? It's all the same thing. But one of those, I forget which one it was this week, I tweeted about it. They literally took our entire McMaster story, even took paragraphs that were quotes, and didn't even give us credit. Then when I link to Russian news, they say I'm a Russian agent and I'm plagiarizing, even though it says RT on it. So what I'm saying is the media didn't learn by lying and losing the election to stop. They think they didn't do enough. But it's not working. But I happen to know for a fact that they've had all these major so-called news organizations contacting people I went to high school with. So I've gotten the calls and contacting old girlfriends and other people and then talking to literal schizophrenics online and crazy people. There's like four or five women that say I was married to them. I never even met them. These women, some of them say I'm a reptile from another planet, and the media still talks to them. So I'm just waiting for the new entertainment. By the way, there'll be no apologies here whenever this BS comes out because it's not there. Somebody says they've got me, you know, playing on myself into a webcam. No, they don't, because they've never done that. You know, Joe Barton, Texas, if it was consensual, then it's a whole other story. But is it revenge porn? I don't know. But why would you be doing that into a webcam? I mean, why do you think you can trust these people you don't know and you're doing? That's what marriage is about, is a woman you love and you care about and that you trust to the keys of the house, the bank account, the whole nine yards. Take care of your ass when you have a heart attack or a car wreck, man. I mean, I really, one thing about my kids is I'm wondering which one of these kids is the best that's going to take care of me. You know, is my wife going to really take care of me when I get old? That's what this is all about. I mean, I wouldn't, and it's not that I wasn't a party animal when I was younger, but I just couldn't randomly have sex with some person I barely knew. Plus, I'm married, but if I wasn't, just because it's all about who the person is and what they stand for and the fact that you know them. It's not just like jump in bed with somebody. It's just crazy. And again, that doesn't come from some moralistic stand. It comes from an experience of life. Separately, I got to ask Mike Cernovich before he breaks all this other big news. He's a hardworking reporter. Mainstream media could run circles around us if they were allowed to, because he's just one guy. I'm a small organization. They've got all this money, but they've got to go through the chain of command to see what's allowable because they're not their own people. We are. It means we have the triumphs together. We fail. You know, it's win, lose, or draw. We're real. But what does Mike Cernovich make of Dan Bongino, the former top Secret Service agent on foreign operations, very highly respected, former New York City cop, always telling me on air, Alex, it's worse than you know. And now he comes out and tells a Clinton operative, stop saying you were nice to Secret Service. Stop saying she wasn't a pig, because she's well known for that. I've talked to people in Blackwater, Secret Service, you name it, how rude she was. Bongino would never give secrets. He said, Alex, it's worse than you're saying. And I'd say, Dan, how's it worse? And he said, Alex, it's worse. And now he's saying basically hashtag Epstein, hashtag Emailgate, hashtag people know. He says, we've got Blackberries. We know who was on the airplane. We know who had their identity covered up. We know who went to the island. The whole house of cards, it appears, is starting to come down. I don't think Dan Bongino, a guy that holds it close to his breast, would be saying this if he didn't know it was all about to hammer. I mean, are we about to see hammer fall?
Well, I mean, here's something that I don't know if you and I ever talked about or made public, but the reason I knew about Hillary's health is that the Secret Service had been, which they never do. If you want to talk about people who never leak, the Secret Service, they pride themselves. They don't leak. People who say, oh, the Secret Service.
They leaked to us for the first time ever. People didn't even believe it.
Yeah, because they don't leak, and they haven't leaked since. I know people all over Secret Service, they're not going to tell you anything. But Hillary Clinton, they called it hazard pay. And the joke was, you know, how if you're deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan or you're doing a hard mission, you get hazard pay. They called working for Hillary Clinton a hardship duty and a hazard duty. And here's something that hasn't been reported. Remember when Hillary Clinton had her incident on 9/11 and then she disappeared? She had to be cleaned up because I don't want to go into detail, but she had had an accident.
She defecated on herself.
Yeah, she had an accident. And because a lot of people don't know that when you have Parkinson's and other neurological conditions, you're capable of losing
control. A lot of times when you have an epileptic seizure, you have a major bowel movement.
Yeah, so that's why they rushed her over to Chelsea's, and they had to clean her up and everything like that. And that, of course, comes from Secret Service. And I haven't gotten anything from them before that or since, and I don't think I'll ever get another.
I was about to say, we only got intel from the Secret Service on her falling down. They said follow her, and it was only that one time. People couldn't believe it, and then when it happened, they got really blown away.
Yeah, exactly. So that's how much she abuses the people. She abuses.
And what do you make? What do you make now of them coming out about Biden molesting little girls, and now Bongino coming out? I mean, this shows. I guess they're getting the green light from Trump, or what's going on?
Well, I don't know that we want to say Biden's been molesting anybody. I think we just want to say he's a little creepy, and that's the kind of thing that we should be asking.
But the Secret Service agent said that it was like Weinstein level with little kids.
Yeah, you know, we want to be careful, though, because the media is looking to frame us for so many things. I just think that, you know, right now you're like the New York Yankees. I'm like the Boston Red Sox. And, you know, we want to be careful in our wording and our language, because they're waiting for us, because we're now in the major leagues, right? We're at the highest level of the game. So, we, you know, there are definitely a lot of things about Biden we want to look at. And those pictures are weird. And if that were any Republican, the media, it would be all hands on
deck. If that was Roy Moore, they'd be convulsing.
Yeah, that would be like the biggest story.
I want to be clear. He's not molesting the girls in the videos. The Secret Service agent says it was Weinstein level groping of women and girls.
Well, you can just watch the videos, and the New York Times even tried to get the guy banned, the guy who broke the story, or not necessarily broke it, but compiled it all.
Sure. The guy that had viral videos with millions of views.
Yeah, exactly. And the New York Times reporter has said, oh, no, this is more fake news. And they called it an alt-right attack. But it's actually the guy who broke it is half African-American. And he's very just a traditional kind of family values conservative. And the New York Times is literally on Twitter saying, ban this person, even though all you have to do is look at the videos. The videos are creepy. There's that video of Jeff Sessions smashing him away. And he's rubbing her hair. I mean, I have a daughter. You have daughters. That isn't normal to rub a girl's hair. And they need to ask him about it. So like I said, I don't know what exactly is going on there, but I don't think most – I've had parents. I've not had a single parent say, oh, yeah, that's like totally
okay. Look, that's
okay.
The number one way you come onto a woman is to rub their hair and rub it on their ear. It's the first thing you do. I mean, it's just like – it's a boom. It's a come on.
Yeah, I haven't had a single parent. I've showed those videos to parents, even liberals, and they're like,
dude, if some old man was rubbing my daughter's hair and rubbing on her ear, I'd say, dude, keep your claws to yourself.
Yeah, you would have something to say about it. You might not say he's a pedo. Maybe he's just
creepy.
Weird or awkward, doesn't have boundaries. And then, of course, there's that video of the picture of she's a full-grown woman, thankfully, but she's sitting on Joe Biden's lap like a biker chick, and he's caressing her and stuff. I mean, let's be real, dude. If this were you or me, and there were all these pictures of us, we would be wall-to-wall coverage. People would be staked out at our house asking questions. But then when all you do is show the pictures of Biden and don't even editorialize them, you just show the pictures, the New York Times goes, oh, no, we got to ban this guy from Twitter. How dare we have an African-American on Twitter talking bad things about the Democrats?
And notice that's the new thing on Vox and on The Daily Show and on all the ban. They have tattle shows where they go, look at this guy, ban that guy. Look at this guy, ban that guy. I want to come back and ask you, why is this all happening now? That's the big question. Where is it going next? And where is Trump doing a great job, but where is he going sideways? All the latest news coming up. Tomorrow's news today with Mike Cernovich straight ahead.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind. And now, your host, Mike Cernovich.
That's right, Mike Cernovich, co-hosted with me this hour. I'm going to get out of here at this segment, let him take over, even though he's always invited me on. And we got the War Room coming up at 3 o'clock. Lowen Schroyer. Everywhere you see the pedophilia breaking in Europe and the Catholic Church and universities and Australia and sex rings, it's how they compromise people. Again, that's how they get control of organizations. It isn't enough to have somebody knock over liquor stores. They want the types that'll hurt kids. And look at this. Top brands pull YouTube ads over pedophilia fears. Sky News. ElsaGate, disturbing YouTube trend that might be terrifying your children. Where they put sick stuff into regular videos that are labeled family-friendly, so your child sees something sexual or a child being murdered, kids being run over by trains, their eyeballs being ripped out, happy bunny rabbits and stuff, and the demon kills them. It's the spiritual religion of lesser magic psychologically hurting them. Google Axes, a distasteful survey that asks users to choose an image of a child they like best for pedophilia. Meanwhile, the Colorado sex trafficking of hundreds of children as young as 6 months old. He got 472 years. That's Fox News. But I see articles everywhere saying none of this exists. None of this happens. None of this is going on. These are really creepy, sick people that want innocence. They're demons that eat innocence. Whether you believe in God or not, this is the manifestation of what it is. And I want to ask Mike Cernovich in closing before he takes over what the next big shoe to drop is and why this is happening. But first, this is Black Friday, and we're running the biggest specials undoubtedly of the year. And I've got a special running on our best-selling nootropic that's been sold out for a month. It's back in stock, about to be sold out, 50% off on Brain Force, Silver Bullet, Colloidal Silver. I use it topically on my gums or on cuts or any other, or a sore throat, I use it. Sometimes when antibiotics aren't working, that's what I use. And thank God for me personally, it's been just a dream. Super Male Vitality, but consult your physician and see if you want to use antibiotics first. I'm just saying it's been known to be something that's in that same spectrum. Super Male Vitality, 50% off plus free shipping. Store-wide free shipping. InfoWars, high-quality storable foods. For My Patriot, 50% off. All Pro Pure Water Filter, 25% off. Knockout Sleep Aid, 50% off. Living Defense, 50% off. Parasite Cleanse, Prostagar, 50% off, plus free shipping. All of us got free shipping, plus many others at InfoWarsStore.com. And this is a financial war. They're trying to stop us all. They've demonetized us on YouTube. They've got, you know, their lawsuits and all the rest of stuff. I'm not at liberty to get into at this time. I'm going to be able to get into it very, very soon to get the war drums going and go on the offensive of what we're going to do. Actually, I see this as an opportunity to take these people on. But let's just say this. The very Jerry Epstein crowd is they're on the war footing because we got them cornered. But just like the NFL that got political, we're going to ring the alarm bell and we're going to have major, major victory on every front. Just please, why battle the Christmas crowds? Why battle the Black Friday crowds for crap you don't need when we've got high-quality products you do need that support the InfoWar and a 360 win at InfoWarsStore.com? Okay, Mike. Thanks for coming on with us and co-hosting today. Get into what moment in history are we? What is this paradigm I see of you know, Prince Charming kissing Sleeping Beauty is now rape. That's got to be banned in the UK. They're equating a man kissing a woman with a six-month-old being raped to death by a man in a demon mask. So they've clearly got something going here. I don't think it's working, but there's a revolution going against the pedophile networks. We know they're using for control. That's been in major British news, European news. We know about it here now. They've been identified. They've got systems they use to mitigate it, but I don't see it working for them. What period are we in history, and how are the pedophile armies going to strike back?
Yeah, it's interesting now that all the YouTube stuff is getting attention. YouTube has been dropped by major advertisers now, and I think it's interesting that I've had a documentary of mine censored on YouTube. Paul Joseph Watson has been censored. Even liberals like H3H3, liberals, nobody's safe if you're talking about politics. But if you're a pedophile or you're doing videos on YouTube where you mock execute children, you tie them up. I sent some images actually to your staff earlier of a tweet where it shows children tied up, chained. There's an evil clown with a chainsaw. YouTube will let you monetize those videos, and they profit from all of those videos.
And let's be clear, I'm afraid to show it because they'll ban us for showing it, but they'll let some other group do it. But you know, maybe we should just show viewer discretion is advised. They don't tell you that. They sneak in. There's a happy bunny and then a demon rips its guts out. It really scares kids. I ran into this like a year ago without even knowing what it was. I was like, what the hell is that? But yeah, that's a hashtag ElsaGate. Let's show some of the images. Go ahead and show those. Go ahead, Joe. I mean, Joe Rogan's clips there.
It'll show children drinking alcohol. See, as you can see, children being intoxicated, drunk. They have little star emojis on their head. They're falling down, bleeding out of their skull.
What it is porn for losers that want to see children hurt. This is the pedophile spirit. It can't get enough of them, so this is what this is about.
Yeah, they use cartoon characters. And that, because what they do is, you know, you have your children, they're watching very family-friendly videos. They sneak this in and they go, oh, Mickey Mouse, right? So your child's watching Mickey Mouse and then they're being drunk, intoxicated, being cut off. There's actually even more disgusting stuff. Your great friend, Charlie Rozelle of BuzzFeed, as you know, you and Charlie are very, very good friends. And he did a big story on BuzzFeed about these Ukrainian videos that were even worse than this kind of stuff. And we've been talking about this for a long time.
But why should the left criticize that? That's what they love. I mean, we had Salon saying how great pedophilia was.
Well, BuzzFeed is trying to become a little bit more of a legit media enterprise because they're realizing that Vice and Salon and the pedophile media networks, people don't want pedophile content. That is a fringe, marginal group of just deviants.
And this whole coming out of the pedophiles has backfired on them. So are they going to back away from Pissgate? That's admittedly a false?
Well, I don't know. But I'm just glad to see progress, Alex. I'm an optimist in that.
Well, that's my next question. Why did you give your big story about John Conyers to Pissfeed?
So, because I knew that if I broke it or we broke it, it would be discredited and no social change would have happened.
Sure, I get it. But the best way to go after Conyers is in a liberal publication because then it would devastate him.
Exactly. So
why did they still run it, though, even though it was hurting their Lord and Savior?
Well, it was too big of a story, and they knew that I would have run it anyway. Right. That's the whole point is I have it. And you can say, well, Cernovich is going to run it or they can develop it. And they worked very hard on it, independently developed it. So I'll tell you, Alex, just honestly, this is one of the most Christian things I've ever done because I was sick to my stomach.
Sure. Because exactly. You gave it to them because they could develop it, prove it up themselves. But maybe you gave them the big story that you could have had credit for because it was for the better.
Yeah, the glory, you know, it's like they say all glory to God. Like I was about to throw up because I'm thinking, oh, my God, I will be the biggest story for the week. At least I'll be attacked by the machine. And I wanted to embrace it all. But then I realized, no, we have to protect people from these deviants in Congress. We have to just put aside our egos for the greater good this one time. Because that's what it's going to take. And as you know, multiple people in Congress are now saying that they want to unseal all 264 records, that all the cover-ups have to end.
Let's talk about that, because, boy, are they scared of that, our tax money, to settle all their whack-a-mole stuff.
Yet our best trained, best educated, best equipped, best prepared troops refuse to fight. Matter of fact, it's safe to say that they would rather switch than fight.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Yeah, but to really fight for power, you got to fight the power. That's the globalist. Let me ask Mike Cernovich this question. We'll talk a lot about who's behind this. What's their goal? What makes them want to corrupt the youth? But more importantly, what's behind our awakening? I think seeing the Clintons broken, seeing mainstream media shown to be liars, the fact that Trump was elected really let everybody know who'd been intimidated. Now is the season to stand up. And now it's cascading. You're going to have some fake people that jump on the bandwagon, and you're going to have disinfo that's mixed in there. But overall, this collapse, this tsunami, this mountain slide, this rock slide of truth is real. And it signifies the beginning of a massive turning that scientists and historians say we're part of historically. Now's the time. History rhymes. It repeats as well. And so you see the NFL and Hollywood and MTV and Nickelodeon, they can't help but commit suicide politically. They can't help but do things that are unpopular. They can't help but destroy themselves because that's their nature. They're part of the old system that's going out where a bunch of arrogant people got control, then their kids got control, and their kids got control. And it was all about being sellouts. That's what got you ahead, but now that's coming to an end. It's now about being honorable. Speak to why it's happening now and who the enemy are. I want your take on that. And what you think the next shoe to drop is, because they're not giving up.
Well, it started to break last year, which is why you and I were framed and why a lot of disinfo was spread about a lot of the pedophile stuff. And that's why we have to be very careful now. The next shoe to drop, I think, is going to be false flags sent to us to frame us, to distract from the bigger story, because we had always said, you and I and others, there's massive sex abuse going on in Washington. It's being covered up. And then they go, oh, Alex Cernovich claims that there's an underground dungeon in a parlor. We're like, no, we never talked about that.
And the media makes that the big issue. They focus on that. We say, yeah, we covered people's reports. that isn't real. We'll say we correct, or I corrected, but you do them a favor, then they act like you're the creator of it.
So they distracted from that, but now with the John Conyers thing, we now have proof that there are secret settlements of abuse. There could be pedophile stuff in those secret files. That's the whole point. We now have proof with the Conyers story. And again, that is why I went to an outlet that has been very critical of you and very critical of me, because it's just like what we tell people every day. It isn't about us. It's about America. It's about the message. It's about putting goodness into the world. And sometimes you work with people who are maybe being, you know, a little hard on you for the greater good of humanity. So now the dam is breaking in Washington, D.C., and they're all freaking out.
I agree. The dam's breaking. So far, we've just seen the beginning of the water. The big deluge is coming. How big is it? What do you expect?
Well, we already know that there are 264 sealed settlements that are official, right?
And you know, I bet 50 of those are underage pages.
That's my guess, because they go back. They go back when the Congressional Page Program was still around. And I bet you we're going to find all kind of underage stuff going on in there. Taxpayer money. One year there was a $4 million worth of settlement. Who really knows what's in there? And that's the whole point, is we just wanted to get the truth out there. And the Conyers settlement wasn't even one of the 264.
Wow.
By the way, I have that chart. There you go. We have the chart here. And the settlements date back to 1997. The Conyers one was an off-the-books one. In 2007, $4 million. In 2002, $3.9 million. So we'll just round up for 2002, $4 million.
And again, most of it's off record. This is just a drop in the bucket. Any idea how big the real settlements are?
Exactly. There's no way to tell, but that is why we had to break the dam with Conyers. And now multiple congressmen and women, including Tulsi Gabbard, Dana Robacher, Representative DeSantis, they're now saying unseal the deals. We're going to make it all public. Unseal these records.
Isn't Robacher awesome? I'm glad he got back in Congress.
Yeah, Dana Robacher is amazing. And Tulsi Gabbard is also a real freedom fighter, even though she's maybe a bit more liberal, left of center. But even DeSantis said, hey, we have to unseal these records. So there are 264 confidential settlements totaling over $17 million. That's just what's on the books. I think this could be a scandal like the Congressional Bank scandal, where Congress could look completely different in 2018 because there are hundreds of congressmen and congresswomen.
I agree. Any word on how, if it leans Democrat or Republican? Because we know both parties are full of perfs. I mean,
well, there's a reason the media didn't chase this down. There's a reason the media attacked me for the Conyers story rather than say, oh, wow, there's all these settlements. Cernovich got one. If he can get one, I feel inspired. I'm going to go try to get one too, right? Notice they don't do that. That tells you it's probably mostly Democrats, because otherwise the media would have already got this story and chased down this.
Oh, they would have gone completely crazy. If they thought it was 60% Republicans, they would have gone into conniption fits.
Exactly. And that's why they attacked me, because I go to these journalists who are attacking me. I go, why don't you go do some real journalism? Why don't you try to find out who these other settlements are involving, rather than, oh, Mike Cernovich is a mean guy. Did you hear what he tweeted one time? And let's take him out of context and show unedited videos and blah, blah, blah. I go, you're a bunch of losers, okay? Why don't you go out and beat me at my own game, do some journalism? Well, they don't want to. Because they know most of these settlements are going to involve Democrats, and they want to protect the Democrats.
That's exactly what's happening. Mike Cernovich, at Cernovich, and of course you've got your books and all the rest of it. I'm going to get out of here and let you take over. He always invites me on to co-host with him, listeners. I'm not trying to hog in on what you're doing. It's just incredible to see this season of awakening taking place. It's certainly an amazing time to be alive, and I'm very thankful to the audience and the crew and everybody else for the position we're in. It really is incredible. Go ahead, Mike. You're
yeah,
taking
it's
over.
Big for everybody. Well, you know, Alex, you and I had actually talked about this. We had mentioned, so we kind of called it before it happened. Remember when the hurricanes happened? We did a segment where we talked about how this was going to be actually a moment of human consciousness where we're collectively going to level up. We talked.
No,
about
I agree.
That, right?
How do we continue to call stuff a lot of times without even sources? It's like, I'm not just saying this, we're dialed into the Oracle or something. It really is weird. Because I'll just say stuff that comes out of my gut, too. And it just, it just keeps coming true.
Exactly. Because you could feel the mood of the nation had lifted where everybody was coming together. And then that the goodness and the virtue, call it spiritual, call it whatever they want to do. I don't care, you know, what a person's religion is or if they're not religious.
People are sick of the hate.
You could just sense it. Yeah, you could just sense that everybody was like, I'm tired of Trump is evil, Alex Jones is evil, Cernovich is evil. People go, no, look, Hurricane Harvey, people came together, all races, all religions, and united, and that was a unique once. We said this, we can find the clip. We said this is a once-in-a-generation opportunity for our collective consciousness to level up, and then all of a sudden now you have – because when you live in a better environment, you become more courageous and you want to fight for what's good and not for what's bad. So then Ronan Farrow, who's a very liberal guy, finally said, you know what? I'm going to take on Hollywood. I'm going to take on the establishment. The dam breaks. And now you have people like me saying, look, we're going to take on Congress. Now the dam is broken in Congress. And next thing you know, YouTube is saying, oh, yeah, you're right. We've had pedophile stuff on our websites for years and never did anything about it. But
you just said it. We have to get ready to win big. But then once we win, we've got to be ready to deliver and be moral, replacing the people that we just took out. Because evil's not invincible. It always acts like it is until it falls. Are we actually beginning to see the fall of evil to a great extent?
We're seeing a change in season of definitely where it is going to become cool to be a moral person. It's going to become cool to be opposed to the pedophiles, to the deviants, to the degenerates. That's what is happening culturally. And evil never goes away, just as goodness never goes away. They're always in opposition. And right now it's up to all of us and everybody listening to try to spread goodness.
But good is getting the upper hand. The good is getting the upper hand, and they're panicking. Mike Cernovich, straight ahead.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Mike Cernovich.
And we're back. Mike Cernovich, facebook.com/Mike Cernovich. Viral videos, breaking news, nonstop 24/7. Right now, we had a story come in that is consistent with what a lot of you know. Namely, an SJW, a feral leftist, has learned that what you can get away with on a college campus, well, it's a little bit different than in real life. And moreover, a lot of people are doing what I've told them to do. I've had multiple people arrested, actually, for assault, which no conservative would ever do because they're like, well, you know, just take it, take the abuse. And I go, no, you don't just take the abuse. Call the police. So there's now breaking news. A student is accused of snatching a Make America Great Again hat from a Trump supporter, may face a year in jail. So here's what happened. There's a video of that that went viral a little while ago. A college student was on campus, a college Republican, and a student came in and yanked the hat off the person's head, wouldn't give it back. Police were involved. This student is now facing a year in jail. And this is what keeping it real goes wrong. They go, man, F your laws. So the person who stole the hat, I think it was a woman. I'm not even sure anymore. I don't want to misgender anybody. You know, Edith Macias. So I don't want to say if that's a woman or a man, you know, because I don't want to get banned from the internet. Because as we know, as YouTube has shown, if you misgender somebody, then you can get banned from the internet. But if you do pedophile videos, then YouTube will sell advertising based on that and profit from it. So Edith Macias took a hat, and the person who was a crime victim said, you know, give me my hat back. And Macias replied, man, F your laws. Your effing freedom of speech is genocide, homeboy. Is that what you're trying to represent? Police had to come in and take action. So this is the lawlessness now that you've had coming from the left. And people have accepted it. They think that they can come in and just commit any crime that they want to commit. But if you actually do commit crime, and in this case it's an elevated misdemeanor because physical force was used to steal a hat. So generally, grand theft is property theft over 400. Well, this is violence was used to take this hat. Now, a lot of people go, oh, Cernovich, you're being too sensitive. They're just kind of snatching your hat. And just look, these people are criminals. They are running wild. They are committing violent acts everywhere you go. They sucker punch people. They're macing people. If we find them on a technical legal violation, I call the police on them. Again, I got five people arrested last year, and I'm actually quite proud of myself for doing that. Three women assaulted somebody, and we called the police on them, and the police goes, well, they threw guacamole at a bunch of us. Actually, I don't know if I ever told this story. But I was covering a pro-Trump rally. This was during the campaign towards the end of the election. And there was a pop-up rally in West Hollywood. The bar owner said, hey, you know, we want to show you that even if you don't agree, you can be fine. So a bunch of people went into this restaurant with pro-Trump regalia on, Trump hats. Their food was literally thrown. There was a riot inside the restaurant, and the Trump supporters, the owner said, look, I'm really sorry, but this is violent. You know, would you guys just please leave? And Trump supporters always being classy said, okay, they'll leave. They were throwing food, guacamole and other things were thrown. And I actually, an African-American gentleman who was there said, you know, I'm actually a liberal and I don't like Trump, but I'm embarrassed by what I just saw. But they're out of control. So then what happened is one of the women or two of the women came in and they grabbed this guy's hair, and then one of them took his phone and threw it down. We had it on video. We called the police. The police came and they were mad because they were obviously Hillary people. They were mad that we called the police, and they go, we're not going to arrest her. This is nothing. Just get over it. And I said, look, I'm a lawyer. What you're doing right now is a civil rights violation. You're engaging in discrimination based on a political viewpoint, and that's a violation of the Equal Protection Clause of the Constitution. And they glared at me. They go, get over there. And I go, look, I can stand here and watch. I go, I just do want to let you know, here's my bar card. You know, I have a California – I am a licensed attorney in California. I said, here's my bar card. I just do want to let you know that I am an attorney, and that if action isn't taken, I will be suing you for civil rights violations because this is unconstitutional. And then they realized, okay, they have to enforce the law equally. They knew, because I would have sued them for sure in a second. Because if they don't want to enforce the Constitution, they have an obligation to. Doesn't matter who you vote for if you're a police officer. You have to treat everybody equally. And then next thing you know, these women were put in the backseat of a police car, charged with assault, criminal assault. You can find the docket. I even posted all the information, the docket sheet and everything. And I've had other people arrested too. So if you're a Trump supporter and somebody steals your hat, if they throw something at, that's assault. If they spit at you, that's assault. Get it on camera. Call the police. A friend of mine, R.C. Maxwell, was sucker punched at a pro-Trump rally. He's an African-American Trump supporter. He was sucker punched at a pro-Trump rally. A video of that surfaced. So you know what I did? I offered a $1,000 reward. See, the media never tells about this, and then they go, oh, Cernovich is always promoting himself and talking about himself. The media never talks about the good that I do in the world. So I saw that an African-American Trump supporter had been sucker punched, and I put it on Twitter, I would give a $1,000 reward to the first person who identifies the assailant. Exactly. Trump supporter – so Washington Post, to their credit, did cover this in August. A Trump supporter was sucker punched by a counter-protester. Why isn't it a hate crime? So when I saw this man who I've met, he's a friend of mine. I don't know if – friend. We're, I like him. He likes me kind of thing. And I said this is wrong that he was sucker punched. I offered a $1,000 reward to the person who found it. Sure enough, we identified – not we, but a friend of his or somebody identified the assailant. The assailant pled guilty to criminal assault. He was actually arrested, the man who sucker punched – and a hate crime, this African-American Trump supporter, he was actually trying to flee. He was trying – there you can see it. We're watching right now in video in the highlighted image. You can see a white person come sucker punch a black Trump supporter. Well, isn't that interesting? You know, let's zoom in on it. So we have an African-American Trump – because but Trump supporters, we're racist. You know, we hate black people. We hate everybody, you know. But this white man, this white guy comes in, sucker punches a Trump supporter. When I saw that, I said, I will not. I will not stand for this. I will not allow this hate crime to happen, this hate crime to go unchecked. So I did, yeah, I offered $1,000 for the identification of the thug who punched the black Trump supporter. And we were able to identify him, and I did pay out that reward. I don't know if I wrote a story about it, but I tweeted out a link to it to Brown Hannity, I believe, who it was. So R.C. Maxwell calls himself Black Hannity, and this other guy calls – he's Hispanic, calls himself Brown Hannity. So I did tweet out public recognition and gratitude for him. And this guy, you know, he was identified, and he was trying to flee the state, and he was charged with assault. And he now has a criminal record. He is now a criminal. So those of you who try to understand how we're a little bit different here, how are we a little different? Well, the National Review and all these kind of old school William F. Buckley conservatives would say, oh, take the high road. There is no high road when you're a crime victim. I don't go around punching people. I don't go around putting my hands on people. I don't go around sucker punching African-American Hillary supporters, right? So when they commit a crime, if they steal your hat, they assault you, they vandalize your car, if they're committing crimes against you, involve the police immediately and get them arrested, lock them up. They are criminals. They are thugs. And the media, if you're listening in here in the mainstream media, quit enabling this kind of behavior. Start actually covering the violence against Trump supporters, because, you know, I'm a Trump supporter. If I sneeze on somebody, they'll go, oh, Cernovich put poison gas on people. I can't believe it. Terrorism, you charge him under the Patriot Act. You put him away. I can't believe it. He sneezed on somebody. Chemical warfare. But then when you have a white Hillary person sucker punch an African-American Trump supporter, well, you know, let's just pretend that didn't happen. CNN isn't going to cover that. Hate crimes against Trump supporters. So if you're in the media and you're mad about me and you want to write little hate articles about me, I will tell you in the last 30 seconds. By the way, you can go to facebook.com/Mike Cernovich to learn more. Here's how to beat Mike Cernovich. Do real journalism. Call out the violence against Trump supporters. Quit covering up Bill Clinton's rapes. Quit covering up for Al Franken. Quit trying to claim that Al Franken didn't really grope us an air grope. Quit covering up for Conyers. Quit worrying so much about me and Alex Jones and everybody else. Do real journalism. You have way more money than we do. You'll be able to run us out of business in a second.